and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
It's Monday, December 18th.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, December 18th. Live show coming up in 5 minutes. But first, Klaus Schwab Christmas carols.
Hello, my name is Klaus the Situation Schwab. This Christmas, cuddle up with your loved ones while you enjoy a delicious holiday feast of new ferns and crunchy crickets, and pop in a very special collection of songs. The World Enslavement Forum presents Vaxmas It's 23.
I'm dreaming of a great reset, like communism, just in smart. This gene selection and eye detection and tone surveillance everywhere. Last COVID, I gave you my chat, but for every new stash, you had to refresh. This year, a new pandemic is here. Get ready for forced injections. On the fifth day of lockdown, my government gave me 5 stinky masks, 4 COVID tests, 3 boosters, 2 sudden deaths, and attempted genocide. Police at your door. Police at your door. Police at your door. Growing your own food is not allowed anymore. You better not ask or lift an eyebrow. 5 people are dying suddenly now. Cancer Klaus is coming to town. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just control humanity. Maybe release new hybrid species like a monkey manatee.
Please kill me.
I just want to rule the world. Every tree and every bird. That is my goal. All I want for Christmas is your soul. Wait, what is this?
We don't want a lot for Christmas.
Just leave us the fuck alone.
Go hang out with your lizard buddies
and have some fresh adrenochrome.
I see you, enemy, and I swear total resistance to you with everything I've got.
Go yourself. Is that fair? Hey, Bob.
This is a larger psyop on your human psyche.
Vaccine comes straight from the Pfizer lab. A healthy body don't surrender to the jab.
Their business is done by murdering millions of people.
Oh, easy there, buddy.
I want everybody to stop dying.
All we want for Christmas is a global human resistance.
So how is it my son for this shit?
All we want for
is to be free.
Your torch is a wisdom. So we have even right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission. From FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Get ready, folks. All these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there. at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Shop now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
It's Monday, December 18th, 2023.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Things are getting even more crazy by the hour. It's 322 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 37 seconds. The most important election in world history. A referendum on human liberty and the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset and the Build Back Better collapse civilization. Thank you again so much for joining us today. Got a very special guest blowing the whistle on the FISA court and the police state against America. And what they personally witnessed, we're going to be covering that in the third hour. We're going to be opening the phones up here in the first and second hour today, interspersed with massive key news across the board. German Defense Minister Moll's resumption of the military draft a week after the German Chancellor said they may declare a national emergency and get on a war footing against Russia. Ukraine's top spy admits failure of forced conscription. Russia's not a threat to NATO, member state, Hungarian foreign minister says. U.S. military faces mutiny of enlisted Gen Zers as TikTok virus spreads. Doctors in meltdown as mystery China virus stops responding to all antibiotics. New road plans promise to charge electric vehicles while driving. Wait to hear about that. CCP Tide Group is quietly fueling U.S.-based climate initiatives to shut down U.S. industry. Of course they are. Big stack of news on the latest unfolding in Israel and in Palestine and the Gaza Strip. And so much more on that front. Big announcements from Larry Fink and BlackRock admitting they're getting major heat from governments and state governments in the U.S. and around the world against their ESG initiative. We also have a big article out of the Wall Street Journal. The era of big taxes is upon us, as we are being maneuvered towards total collapse and bankruptcy. FBI secretly taped James Biden, Biden's brother, as it probed attorney who paid $100K to his consulting firm. You know, they've been watching him with over 40 agents for a decade plus, so they can blackmail them. Absolutely incredibly corrupt. New York Mayor Eric Adams, Democrats underestimated the border crisis. Yeah, right. And so much more we're going to be getting to today. We got some big poison shot news. EU dumps at least 215 million COVID vaccines worth 4.4 billion because nobody's taking them. Obama sounds alarm on Trump victory in 2024 as deep state struggles to launch race war. They're trying to get Clarence Thomas to recuse himself on the Trump case now before the Supreme Court. With Jack Smith corruptly trying to politically ram it through before the election. And I got to tell Clarence Thomas something. I think he knows this. If he recuses himself in this case, they're going to make him do it on everything, and he'll basically be forced to step down. We do not want that. He's done nothing. It's absolutely ridiculous. But that's their attempt, again, to bully the Supreme Court and to allow them to take the entire United States down into the New World Order. Another big article here. Out of KUT here in Austin, that's PBS. Texas power plants have no responsibility to provide electricity. Did you hear that? Texas power plants have no responsibility to provide electricity in emergencies. Judges rule. And that ties into the EVs and more. They're going to sabotage the old grid. Remember Lahaina in Maui, where for six, 7 years since BlackRock took control of it, they said we're not upgrading any of the transformers, cutting any of the brush, or fixing any of the bad old carbon-based technology. And so then the brush got caught on fire, and the transformers exploded, and you saw that firestorm kill all those people, destroy that area. This is all part of the old infrastructure not being updated, and then they build all these boondoggles, like putting power coils under the cement, so when you drive down the road, these electromagnetic systems can basically scan your car with smart systems like smart meters, but also bathe you in electromagnetic radiation while it supposedly charges your car. Unbelievable. We're going to be getting to all of this and more today. And I'm going to get to calls this hour, actually. And so we'll fire up the phone system after we go to break here in about 6 minutes. And then when we come back from break, we will start getting your calls on the board. We will start taking your calls a little bit after the bottom of the hour. But man, this news is all just insane when you pull back and you really start to digest it and you realize that the globalists are going ahead and going for broke. We have seen the president, the secretary of state, the secretary of defense, a bunch of Congress members in the House and Senate. We've seen the German defense minister. We have seen massive statements by NATO that they are gearing up and mobilizing, and NATO is a mobilization against Russia. That's why it was founded after World War II, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, for direct war. And Biden says, if you don't give us $106 billion more, which you didn't get, your sons and daughters could be fighting and dying in Ukraine against Russians in just a few months. That's holding a gun to everybody's head. And I've been hammering that for the last few weeks. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. German Defense Minister Mull's resumption of military draft. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius on Saturday suggested possible reintroduction of the compulsory military service in the country, calling its suspension a mistake despite the reasons that have existed at the time. Also, the main EU defense board came out on Friday, and we covered this on the Saturday and Sunday shows we did here, and said Europe is going to a war economy in the future. So higher taxes, regulations, AI control, robotics, and militarization. So the globalists have gotten the West deep in debt, trained young people to be lazy and not work, set up their forced injection global protocols. They're bringing in their ESGs, bringing in their central bank digital currencies, the programmable money. And now they're saying we're going into a war economy and you better just get used to massive taxes. It's being announced in Europe. It's being announced in Australia, being announced in the U.S. and Canada, being announced in the U.K. The era of big taxes is upon us, from the Wall Street Journal. With debt more expensive, rich countries are turning to voters and businesses to pay for growing spending needs. And we're already spending 42% of the taxes to pay the interest on the debt. Now, when you get up to 40% of the money your country raises for debt service, you're in a banana republic. And now they're saying it's going to get worse. The inflation, the regulation, the cost of loans for the average company or person. But the globalists under the ESGs and BlackRock, they'll have unlimited interest-free money as long as it's spent the way they want. As long as it's spent to destroy the old system that worked great and bring in the bridge to nowhere, the ESG system. Rich countries are raising more money from taxpayers than they have in decades to finance a burst of state spending and surging interest rates, making borrowing less attractive. Tax revenues have risen to record levels as a share of economic output in the number of major economies, including France, Spain, South Korea, according to data published by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, that club of mainly rich countries. And the OECD was set up as the Marshall Plan to absorb Europe after World War II. And they've said once they collapse the world economy with the Great Reset, it'll be the OECD worldwide with the private central banks that rolls out the, quote, bailout of the planet and the Build Back Better new system. But first they have to collapse the old system. This is a big, big deal. We're going to be getting more into this report and all of these announcements here today. They are really, really positioning us for a hellish world. And all the leftists think they're about to get free college and free goodies and all these wonderful things. All you're going to get is open borders, total crime, poverty, feces all over the ground, needles, euthanasia, and new deadly viruses. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Please stay with us. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalist. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your products have changed my life. Your Brain Force and all that make me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen. And that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate loving InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air. But I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
you're under 35 years old, you are screwed. Let me be blunt. You're screwed. You know why? They say it out loud. It's just not the lawfare and coming after you. If you get out of line, they're going to other you or make sure you get bounced from your company. Or all the propaganda and the climate change and the anxiety and all the drugs they gave you when you were kids, right? Everything to break people, not to support them and make have them fulfill their destiny. Here's how I know they're gonna come after you. Even worse. Look at what the Federal Reserve and the Treasury said the other day, right? They're gonna have 4 rate cuts. They're gonna flood the zone with fiat currency. We have $34 trillion in debt as of tomorrow, not 33. We've added $1 trillion in 90 days. Trailing 12 months is $2.5 trillion of deficits. Our deficit is $200 billion a month. You would never do this kind of Keynesian stimulus, except they're doing it to defeat Trump. That's the convergence of forces. And they are sacrificing every person in this room and the nation under 35 years old.
And they're going to euthanize all the old people with poison shots. They're coming for everybody. Wall Street Journal, the era of big taxes is upon us. Regulations, controls, and then the big mega banks have unlimited money. Nobody else does, but don't worry. Once you go bankrupt, they'll put you on an ESG-controlled universal basic income. And the ESG is the rules of where you can spend it, how you can spend it, where you can live, and what you can do. There'll be money for a 250-square-foot apartment, coffin apartment. There'll be money for bug protein. There'll be money for your 5G phone. There'll be no other money for anything else. That is their official plan. 3 years ago, we're in New York during the lockdowns. They have giant murals up at the UN saying, soon you'll own nothing and you'll like it. The same thing the WEF said that's now officially part of the UN at the highest level with the Security Council. And they had other big posters saying, soon you won't live in cities, you'll live in communes. They collapse the cities with crime, then come back in and build communes within them. Giant open-air re-education camps, and they've turned the third world off through IMF and World Bank loans. Over 100 countries were told you can't ranch, you can't farm, you can't have manufacturing. And they've done polls of the illegal aliens coming in from all the world. 90%+ say, we're here because we're starving. There's no jobs, but the UN refugee camps give us free money and tell us, come here. Now it's 13,000 a day. They're catching. They estimate 80% don't even get any contact with the Border Patrol. And the numbers are getting worse by the minute. I'm going to play you a clip from Fox News. Quote, authorities, the ones running the tyranny, are suspending railway operations completely at the southern border. All those railways in Texas, Arizona, California. Fox, authorities are suspending railway operations at the southern border to free up agents to help with the flood of illegal immigrations. In other words, they're shutting down international commerce in order to help speed up processing of these migrants who they told come here, who say, thank you, Joe Biden. And now in the Red Sea and other areas around the Middle East, they're suspending major oil shipments because of all the missile attacks out of Yemen. Are you starting to figure out what's going on here? All the food processing plants blowing up. All the manufacturing plants blowing up. Record levels. We're being taken down, folks. We're being taken down. Here's the Fox clip.
Take a live look at our Fox News drone over in Eagle Pass. They have had another mass illegal crossing out there. You can see hundreds upon hundreds of illegal immigrants waiting for processing there. You might be able to see a bridge off in the background. That is where the trains come in. Well, CBP has announced they are suspending railway operations to move CBP officers down into the field to help Border Patrol with processing. In other words, Harris, they're shutting down international commerce in order to help speed up processing of these migrants. Many of them, again, will be released. And back out here live, December is traditionally one of the slowest months at our southern border, but the Border Patrol Union tells us right now their numbers show they are on track to potentially have the highest single month of arrests they have ever had at our southern border.
And when they arrest them, they bring them to your town. And then in Chicago, they're given $90,000 a year per family to start. as a magnet to suck them up here. And now California, New Mexico, Illinois are hiring illegal aliens as police officers. It's Red Dawn in slow motion. Look at this. Mentioned it earlier. Fox News. CCP tied group is quietly fueling U.S.-based climate initiatives, tax filings. And it goes through. The groups want to shut off fossil fuels, shut down the coal plants, CCP funded, Saudi Arabian funded. And they have their buddies in our government that are heavily invested there as the middlemen. They're shipping what's left of our jobs overseas, making it impossible to operate. And now they're making announcements all over the country. No more money for building traditional roads. They're building roads just for EVs in Florida. You heard me right. And they're putting power cables under the road. But don't worry, they said it's coming to a road near you. And they're going to do it on regular roads so you don't have to pull over and charge. You just drive down the highway while all that radiation, same stuff comes out of power lines that makes people sick on record. New road plans promise to charge electric vehicles while driving. Electric vehicle owners have been notified of a new road plan that promises to act as a charging station as cars drive down the road. In Florida between Lake and Orange counties, EV enthusiasts are excited about what has been dubbed the tremendous evolution. And you're paying for it, ladies and gentlemen. Starting to figure all of this out. Meanwhile, this ties into it. Texas power plants have no responsibility to provide electricity in emergencies. Justices rule. The decision now leaves the families of those who died during 2021 when the feds ordered the power not to be boosted. The decision now leaves families of those who died during 2021 blackouts unsure where next to seek justice. It's out of PBS in Austin. Almost 3 years since the deadly Texas blackout where the feds ordered the state not to boost power. A panel of judges from First Court of Appeals in Houston have ruled that big power companies cannot be held liable for failure to provide electricity during a crisis. The reason is Texas deregulated energy market. No, that's not the reason. They went a week before the Blue Northern hit and said we need to be able to up power, but those were coal power plants and gas plants, and they said no. That's what happened. It was on record. Oh, no, it's because we're deregulated with ERCOT. Yeah, right. 250 people at least died in the weeks of no power. And they tell you the police have no liability to protect you, which how could they? But then you're not supposed to have a gun in blue cities and blue states, but they have no obligation to protect you. Starting to figure this out. All right, I was going to take calls, but I forgot that they just added a new guest, one of the big DHS whistleblowers on the human trafficking and the border collapse. That's perfect to have one of these great congressional folks that testify to Congress coming on. And we have another whistleblower on in the third hour, so we're going to take calls today, but we will tomorrow. We're going to come back and plow through all the rest of the big news straight ahead. Wait till you hear what I'm going to cover next. InfoWars.com. So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock, but selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are. Another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide. My new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there, my new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products and fund the InfoWar, thank you.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So the border is totally open by design. They're offered all these freebies. They're able to vote in hundreds of blue cities. They're able to become police officers and rule over us. Here's a couple Democrat congresspersons saying it's racist to have any border at all while their own Democrat mayors beg the illegals not to come here. It's sick. Here it is.
I want to speak quickly to the Democrats in the Senate and others who are considering supporting this proposal. If you do so, you will be surrendering to right-wing racism. And more than that, you will be enabling it.
I'm very concerned because the Republicans have never gotten immigration right. That's just the fact of it. There's not very much that the Republicans get right in general. And so to basically say that issues of national security as it relates to how we're going to take care of our allies should be tied to this mangled immigration process is absolutely insane. I mean, when you look at somebody like Greg Abbott, my governor, and his solution is to basically say, hey, we're going to kill people that are trying to come in. Like, that's not a solution. Like, the Republicans don't have the solutions. They want to continue to defund the aid that is going, not the aid, but they're continuing to defund border security. Well, I mean, who's going to sign up for this job and you're not paying worth anything?
Now, I want to say something here that's really, really important. Everybody is looking at this, the situation in Israel and the Gaza Strip, as, are you for Israel or are you for the Muslims? I don't like Israel carpet bombing the area. I don't like the things that are happening there and going on. I said the only way they could go in and do it is if they did that, and I said it was wrong and would be a giant PR disaster, not just to mention those that get killed. But there is this obsession with only talking about Israel. And when I get up here and say, look, here's China controlling a bunch of the environmental groups, cutting off our energy, I see the comment flooded. Well, why are you coming up for Israel? As if that's the only issue in the universe, and that's a mental illness in my view. The left wants open borders, and they're bringing in massive hordes of Islamists to Europe and the U.S., as well as Canada and the U.K., and they are organizing them to vote communist and socialist and Democrat, 90%+, look it up, and they're allied with big academia and the left, and I've got the articles here where more and more, quote, black Americans identify with the Muslims, and that's being taught in the prisons, and then it's another fifth column voting Democrat. So separate Israel from this discussion. What about the Islamists coming here and voting with the Democratic Party? And what about all the Hamas and Hezbollah sleeper cells that the FBI is letting come into this country and into Europe who are going to attack people? And when they do, the government's going to take the general public's rights away. And that's BS. I'm trying to have a discussion about the issue. Like, hey, I don't want to shut down our coal power plants. Why cover up for Israel? Hey, I think fentanyl's killing a lot of people. We got to do something. Why come up for Israel? Hey, there's a lot of election fraud. Why come up for Israel? It's a mental illness. I'm up here trying to promote freedom for everybody. And this idea that Jews run everything becomes this giant distraction from, I'm just opposing the policies, whoever runs it. And I know who runs it. BlackRock controls 88% of the world's finance and resources and companies. They admit that. So I name names. Larry Fink, BlackRock. And there, you know, that's who. And then Bill Gates is over the science and the tyranny there. And Klaus Schwab's their spokesperson. And King Charles is their leader now. And I'm there opposing him. Whether you're King Charles, who's an Eastern European, or whether you're Larry Fink, who's Jewish, I don't look at it as that. I look at it as they're a globalist, they're an enemy. Klaus Schwab's a German. I'm against him. I come out against Benjamin Netanyahu when he was pushing poison shots and saying, we're using Israel as guinea pigs. It's terrible. My job's easy. I oppose the policies and the bad ideas. And so whenever I ask somebody who's on the show, and I have these people on that just talk about nothing but Israel, and I want to hear from them, and I say to them, okay, but what are we going to do about the giant Muslim hordes that are here that are almost all voting Democrat or labor or communist or socialist, depending on the country? And they're allied with all the big universities and the power structure. The power structure wants them here because they actually work for them. And Biden gave $6 billion to Iran, who then gave it to Hamas, who did launch the attack. They gave Israel the pretext to do this. There's a larger picture. We're smart. We need to figure out exactly what the next move is. I'm not against the Ukrainians. I'm not against the Russians. I love Americans. I love everybody. But the West did start the war 9 years ago with Russia. They did overthrow the government. They are escalating the national drafts in Europe and civil emergencies and massive taxes and total tyranny. World War III is not Jewish or Muslim. World War III is a human issue. World War III is not a Russian-American issue. It's a human issue. I look at things through the real political lens of what's going on. I want our energy turned back on. I want cheap energy again. That's the biggest thing we can do to help the people. And I have a big tent here, folks. I want Muslims and Christians and Jews and Hindus and Buddhists. And if you're an atheist, fine. You can be an atheist against World War III. I'm not attacking you. And I'm really trying to have a big tent here. But if you look at the Hegelian dialectic of how they're crashing Islam into the West, and then Islam votes almost 90% Democratic or more in some local elections, like 95%. And you look at the squad and all this, it's dominated by Islam. And Islam, once it gets a certain percent in the country, always takes over. The Crusades were a response to Islam. I don't hate Muslims. And the Muslims have been standing up against the left's sexualization of children and stuff, but they still vote Democrat. So all I'm saying is, how do people that only have Israel on the brain respond to the power structure, the big banks, the deputy director of the CIA posting pro-Palestinian emojis? That doesn't mean you're for the mass killing of the Muslims. I'm saying the power structure has a larger plan here. And that's what I'm trying to get people to talk about. I mean, look at this right here. I'm going to skip this break. Watch. Michigan imam posts rant urging Muslims to wage jihad against infidel West. And this is going on everywhere. Holy war. And the Muslims always say, well, there's three types of jihad, and we're not practicing the third type of violence right now. Not yet. Ladies and gentlemen, they've brought in an incompatible giant group. And now a large slice of the illegals coming across are Islamic military-age men. And it's a time bomb that the Democratic Party behind the scenes has control of. And they're working with Iran. And they've been working. And this went on with the folks that got rid of Jimmy Carter. That time the Democrats weren't in control of Iran. But the Republicans were. They made a deal with the hostages, and that whole thing was a setup. So, and you know about Carter helping set up the Mujahideen and then Reagan expanding it. It was under the command of Osama bin Laden. So there's this weird, sick, behind-the-scenes relationship with Western intelligence agencies and the globalists with Islam, the worst factions of it. And you've got American flags getting torn down everywhere and Islamic flags being put up. And I say, that's BS. And then I get pushback from the supposed populist right wing saying, oh, you're work for Israel. Did you cash that check today? And I'm like, no, respond to what I said. The left is allied with radical Islam. They're being brought in record numbers. It's being used as a destabilization action. Separate Israel. Bombing of Gaza, not good. Indiscriminate killing. It's out of control. Ceasefire. That's not what I'm discussing here. I'm discussing the Islamic issue. Separate the two. But see, in that world, only Jews are bad, only Israel is bad, and all evil comes out of there. And so when I say, hey, China owns four of the six Hollywood production houses, why cover it up for Israel? I didn't say China runs every aspect of Hollywood. They own it. And they are financing race war garbage and TikTok, break up the family garbage. And I'm not blaming the Chinese people. I'm saying China's 1.5 billion people, and it's our main rival, and it's paid off most of our politicians at the highest levels, including Republicans. We've got to address that. And so much of the American populist movement is now aligned with the left. It's like 90% of what you see all over the place. And it's the new thing. Well, I was against the new thing, which was the lockdowns, the police state. I was against the next new thing that was the carbon crisis and the global warming, climate change BS. And I was against the next thing, Ukraine war. And now the next thing is any Muslim period is perfect, and they can burn all the American flags they want, and they can do whatever they want, and they can go to Jewish grocery stores and yell and scream at random Jews, most of which are liberals that actually support a two-state option. It's all very dumbed down. And this broadcast is not about being dumbed down. It's about really learning how things work. And our energy is being cut off. Our borders are being dissolved. I don't care if the politician is Irish or Jewish or Chinese background. If you're an American, you should be against this crap. And I've been highly critical of Israel and the fact that the Israel lobby has lobbied to take our guns, but then they want Israelis to have guns, which I think they should have guns. Everybody should have guns. And so I've been critical of that, but the people that then say I'm wrong about this, they don't have an intellectual debate. They don't have a real discussion. I really want to save civilization. I really want to stop the Great Reset. I really pointed out day one, Israel obviously stood down. Who gave that order to stand down? I think this is a behind-the-scenes deal that's been made at the highest levels, and now it's overwhelmingly clear that this is a setup. So what is the setup for? A clash of civilizations, terror attacks, a smokescreen for all the rest of the tyranny, us losing more of our rights, a bigger police state. You can see it. It isn't about assessing blame on either side. It's about realizing that it's a staged event at the top. There are real people fighting and dying. There's real conflict, but there are powerful forces that are orchestrating war worldwide, and the EU is saying we're now going to be a war economy and we're getting ready for conscription for war with Russia. That's a big issue, ladies and gentlemen. So I oppose Zelensky, not because he's Jewish, but because he's a corrupt, globalist, compromised frontman and is becoming a dictator and banned the Orthodox Church and shut down all his political rivals, including ones that weren't even opposing him, and took control of the media. That's the whole direction things are going. And it disarms people that try to make this about clashes of groups. While we're all fighting over what group we're in, we're all being put under global government. We're all being put under cashless society. We're all being put under the ESGs. We're all being put under the central bank digital currencies. They're coming after everybody with medical tyranny and the UN treaty to take our medical rights. And that's why, like I was 29 years ago and like I am today, I am here trying to unify humanity. So let's get to some of these clips. This is the Michigan imam post rant urging Muslims to wage jihad against infidel West. Ahmed Mus Jibril is urging his followers to declare jihad against the United States itself, according to the New York Post, and here is the video.
The U.S. is more to blame for the genocide in Palestine than the occupying Yahud. Netanyahu is no more than a dog for Biden, just like the Arab leaders are dogs for Netanyahu. Leaders who brought the filthy tarfih, the entertainments and concerts into Bilad al-Haramain while the people of Gaza were being massacred. They replaced the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beloyal the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission for those transgressed and to defend themselves. They don't need the permission of any filthy ruler in the UAE or the filthy rulers in Bilad al-Haramain. It's about time the Muslims, especially the youth in the West, it's time for them to understand what should already be known, that the Kafir West, particularly the U.S., are enemies of Muslims. America is a vicious enemy of Muslims. I strongly advocated and showed proof for the boycotts. And I still do. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward those who call for it. But they're not the solution. If you can't raise your child telling him you want him to grow up to be a mujahid and a shaheed, then you're the root of the problem. Rawafid don't ever bring victory to Muslims. If there's any treacherous traitor worse than the Yahud, it would be the Rawafid. There's no Palestine with the state borders of 1967. That's the tone of the defeatist and surrenderous.
So they're bringing in tens of millions of people that literally hate this country and have a chip on their shoulder and believe they're going to rule the world under their religion. And then I raise that to populists and nationalists, and they just say, we love the Muslims now. Bring more over. Let them run our lives. Because that's what they're essentially saying. We love the Democrats backing them. We love saying they're always the victim and they're perfect and they're little sweetie pies. All because of a tiny war in comparison on the outskirts of Israel. And I'm not lessening the 15,000 dead Palestinians, but I'm saying we've got 20 million dead from the poison shots. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Borla. Let's talk about Tedros. Let's talk about Fauci. Let's talk about Klaus Schwab. Let's talk about Bill Gates. Let's talk about what's really going on here. But the globalists love infighting. They love it. And so they're bringing all these people in. And when they strike, when there are terror attacks, well, back to groping your genitals at the airport while the border's wide open. Here's Colonel McGregor breaking down some of this.
Who is Victoria Nuland?
Oh, goodness gracious. All these hard questions. I do not know Victoria Nuland personally. I know Fred Kinnegan and his brother Bob is married to her. And she's a long-term committed neocon. This is someone I would not characterize as either Democrat or Republic. These are people with this agenda And the agenda says until the entire world is garrisoned by U.S. forces and is converted forcibly to some form of democracy that we approve of, the world will not be safe and we must continue to fight. And I think in the case of Russia, Russia has special appeal because I think these people have ancestors who came from that region of the world and have a permanent axe to grind with the Russians, which, of course, I don't. I don't think most Americans do, and nor do I think anybody in government should shape policy based on whatever unhappiness their ancestors, you know, experienced in a place like Russia. So that's a nutshell, but I think that's enough. And wherever she goes, usually there is conflict, crisis, and fight.
Now, the last, it's got to be 15 or so interviews I did with Michael Malice, you name it, I brought up the real history of this. This is important what he mentioned. He mentioned one group. Who's he talking about that have an axe to grind with Russia? Well, for people that love to say Jews run everything, you're going to love this. I just covered the facts. The Trotskyites got kicked out by Stalin. They were mainly Jewish. Leon Trotsky went to Mexico. He got killed there by a Stalin assassin with a hatchet or an ice axe. And they came and they took over the Republican Party and they, to a great extent, and they set up the neocon movement we have today. That's even in the New York Times, Washington Post. That's a fact. It was about 110,000 Jews at the end of World War I were financed by British intelligence to leave New York City, Brooklyn mainly, on boats. And they went over to Europe, got on a train with hundreds of millions in gold. This is all history, not debated, and went in for the October Revolution, 1917. And so, yeah, Trotskyites got kicked out. They came over here. But Zbigniew Brzezinski's not Jewish. He's also a big Russophobe and is obsessed with it. And then it gets worse. Then you have the actual Nazis, who one of the main battlegrounds was Ukraine in World War II, probably the most dominant battleground of all of them, where the real fighting went on between the Russians and the Germans. 20-something million died on each side. And you had all those rich, powerful Nazis that were left that had hidden wealth, like the deputy prime minister of Canada, who's the deputy head of the WEF. Her dad was a big Nazi and grandfather and ran the newspapers in Eastern Europe for the Nazis. Look it up. And that's then the Bilderberg Group and this whole Eugenics Club of Rome thing. I'm not saying they are Nazis today, but they're totalitarians that have already had a taste of power. So they got beaten by the Russians too. So you've got actual Azov battalions and their Nazi brethren around the world, the grandchildren of them with all that wealth. Prescott Bush was the head lawyer for Brown Brother Harriman at the end of World War II. They had the Nazi wealth as well. That's why the Bushes are some of the richest family in the world. It's just not known publicly, but it's been the London Guardian and things that they had a lot of the Nazi wealth. And so you've got families that are super rich that are used to overthrowing governments and have a taste of power. So you have the Trotskyites that were Jewish founded and are basically Jewish mainly. About 80% of them are. Look it up yourself. And that's still a big, powerful group, the neocons and all the wars in the Middle East and the wars against Russia. And then you've got them allied and defending and giving standing ovations in the Canadian Parliament for the actual SS officers. So it's a very sick, 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 sick alliance. Yeah, there's the Ottawa citizen. Freeland's granddad, that's Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, was indeed a Nazi collaborator. So much for Russian disinformation. And they think you're so dumb. They have an SS officer at 98 years old who actually was part of real massacres of Jews, and they're standing ovationing. So, yeah, it's actually true. We're fighting World War II again. You got the Trotskyites that are pissed at the Russians because they kicked them out. And then you've got Stalin. Even wrote and said, I'm kicking the Jews out who helped him get power. He double-crossed them. That's a historical fact. And then you've got the Nazis, and it just gets sicker and sicker. But see, that's real history. That's real intellectual understanding there and understanding the players. But then you've got Communist China as major players. You've got the Arab Gulf states as major players. You've got Israel as a major player. You've got the Vatican as a major player. And the American people are being divided along race and all this stuff, and they don't even know what's hitting them. They don't even know what's happening. And so that's why they've got this big hard-on for Russia, is the some of the dominant political groups in America and around the world are literal Trotskyite communists that are anti-Russian and actual leftovers of the Nazis. Because most of the Nazis went to Ukraine. They didn't go to Argentina or Brazil like you're told. Look it up. I'm going to go to break. I want everybody to know this. We appreciate all your support keeping us on air. Plus, we have amazing products. If you get your orders in by today, here's a map from the USPS. One-day delivery out of Denver is just right around Denver. Two-day is most of the country. Three-day is the entire country, including Hawaii and Alaska. But if you're going to get free shipping and double Patriot points and Turbo Force or X2 or Winter Sun, that's so good to boost your immune system, finally back in stock, 40% off, up to 60% off on products, free shipping, you need to get your orders in today. Now, if you're in other areas of the country, most areas you'll still get it if your order gets in tomorrow. But we're shipping the same day or the next day. So you need to get your orders in today so it ships out tomorrow so you get it by Friday, no matter where you are, if you want to get it before Christmas. If you don't want it before Christmas, it's not a matter, then you can order later. But please do your Christmas shopping with us. We're fighting the globalists. We're winning the battles. We're having huge effects. Plus, these are amazing products that will enrich and empower your life. I was on with Elon Musk for 2.5 hours about 8 days ago. He said, I don't know the term we should use for being against this depopulation New World Order. And I said, how about Team Humanity? He said, yeah, let's call it Team Humanity. So I'm making some shirts. I'm sending some to him. They're getting printed right now. You'll get them after Christmas, but pretty close after Christmas, probably before the new year. Order them now. It's a black shirt that says Team Humanity on the top, under it, Infowars.com. And it has a nuclear family in the middle, and says Team Humanity on the back. It's a unisex shirt. It'll fund the operation. It's a fundraiser shirt. Please go and get the shirt today. Team Humanity, two different designs, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. I want to push it all the way because it has a big effect. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com, or if you want to get it, Amazon.com. And just don't forget, for big fans of it, Turbo Force is 10 hours of clean energy, the highest quality, best products and ingredients. It'll blow you away. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll continue to tell the truth no matter where the chips fall. We'll be right back with hour number two straight ahead. It's the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock. So many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA Act, was established in 1978 after violations of the Nixon administration forced the hand of Congress to seek judicial and congressional oversight with a secret court of seven Article III district judges, unhindered by checks and balances, to oversee the escalating abuse of surveillance by the federal government.
As you know, we ourselves do not need to hold any visible office of leadership. We control everything.
45 years later, the Fourth Amendment violating FISA rubber stamp monstrosity that approves 99.7% of warrant requests has become far worse than what it was intended to prevent.
It's not what we usually think of when we think of a court. We think of a place where we can go, we can watch, the lawyers argue, and it's subject to the glare of publicity.
But the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Court is anything but public. It's here, somewhere, inside this sprawling federal court complex off of Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. That's right, this is a court so secret, we don't even know exactly where it convenes inside the building.
Following 9/11, the Trojan Horse Patriot Act expanded the FISA court's authority. Section 215 eliminated restrictions on the surveillance of businesses and lowered the burden of proof in order to confiscate records previously protected by the Fourth Amendment. Craving deeper control, the Bush administration's Stellar Wind program secretly authorized the NSA to monitor without a warrant all communications involving any party believed by the NSA to be outside the United States, even if the other end of communication was within the United States.
After 9/11, they took one of the programs I had done, or the back end part of it, and started to use it to spy on everybody in this country. So, and that was a program they created called Stellar Wind. That was the separate and compartmented from the regular activity that was ongoing, because it was doing domestic spying. All the equipment was coming in. I knew something was happening. But then when the contractors I had hired came and told me what they were doing, it was clear where all the hardware was going and what they were using it to do.
I realized the U.S. government had stopped caring about what they should do, and instead were pursuing as aggressively as possible what they could do. Well, the systems that I had built, the systems that my generation had built, had produced a system that instead spied on everyone.
After a congressional mutiny, oversight was returned to the FISA court. However, the FISA Amendments Act of 2008 enacted Section 702, loosening FISA court oversight and increased from 48 hours to 7 days the length of time American online communications with those living abroad could be surveilled without a FISA court warrant. This eventually led to Congress passing the USA Freedom Act that provided a 180-day sunset provision before eliminating 215 of the Patriot Act and set a discretionary standard for hearing both sides of a case before deciding. In 2020, the DOJ admitted that the secret FISA court had been in league with the FBI, and the DOJ issued warrants that abused the FISA process to spy on the Trump campaign. And now in 2023, snubbing their noses at the constitutional rights of American citizens, and after months of moving the goalposts, Congress passed the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act, containing the reward to the FBI with more communist-style control.
278,000 violations of the existing law as the FBI has queried information regarding Americans. When the Obama-appointed inspector general was reviewing whether or not the administration was complying with existing law, they found out we were breaking the law 38 times an hour to extend the authorities for spying that were being violated so that people at the FBI could do queries on their neighbors, their coworkers, their ex-lovers. That does not belong in the National Defense Authorization Act.
And what does surveilling Americans communicating with foreigners achieve when Congress has allowed a record 8 million non-naturalized possible terroristic threats into the United States under Joe Biden's three-year regime?
Border agents are being told to take extra precaution after not one or two explosive devices were found at the border, but 10 IEDs were confiscated by Mexican authorities after a gang fight broke out.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Pledge to you to get some of these heroic whistleblowers from DHS on, and we have one, Aaron M. Stevenson, DHS insider and intelligence researcher, specialist for the U.S. Citizenship Immigration Services. We couldn't have a better expert on for the rest of the hour to break down the record level illegal aliens pouring across, the Islamicist military-age men that reporters we've had in studio have shot in the last few weeks. I mean, hordes of men, clearly military, wearing the same boots. You know it when you see it. This is crazy. So why would the FBI and DHS and the government allow this? Why is Mayorkas doing it? And then you've got all the child slave labor and the sex slaves and all of it hidden in plain view. This is just new footage. They've just suspended railway service on the U.S. border with Mexico so they can deal with the emergency. I mean, this is crazy. And the Democrats say it's racist if Biden does a deal to at least partially stop this. You tell people they'll be deported. You don't say, when I win the election, as Biden said, immediately surge the border. So I wanted to play just a few minutes of the first Veritas interview back when he was in the dark. Now he's gone public. And then we'll go to Aaron M. Stevenson. We really appreciate his courage and his work trying to save this country and really the world. Here it is.
So you blew the whistle on DHS. The last time you spoke to us in the shadows, you told us about some violent criminals, including members of the 18th Street Gang, obtaining work visas, applying to sponsor unaccompanied minor children.
We know what they're involved in, specifically sex trafficking, who's trying to become the sponsor for one of these children. If in that time you inform the U.S. government that you have some type of fear of that your life is in jeopardy, and you're put in what's called reasonable fear, and it's also called credible fear. Once you make the declaration of my life is in danger, I may be harmed if I'm returned home, you're taken off the watch list. And so that makes it the giant loophole.
Are you willing to go public?
I am.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Aaron Stevenson. I'm a federal employee with the Department of Homeland Security. Officially, I'm a intelligence research specialist for USCIS.
So these guys have trafficked, kidnapped, smuggled children, and they're let into the country because they claim a, quote, reasonable fear for their safety if they go back to their home country.
Correct.
And that, in your view, that's a loophole.
Well, it is because it's an informal interview done with an asylum officer in which if there's any evidence provided at all, it's not able to be viewed outside of their own workforce.
Do they deny the reasonable fear?
You will see plenty that get picked up by Border Patrol or CBP. Mm-hmm. And in the initial interview, they ask them, like, do you have a fear of being returned home to your country? You will see all the time they say no. And then the day later, 2 days later, when they begin the processing to be removed, they will then say, oh, no, yeah, totally. I have a fear to be removed.
So eventually they'll get the reasonable fear expectation. They just have to keep appealing it.
Yes.
So there's nothing,
there's no brakes in the car.
What made you decide to go public?
This is going to be the biggest change to immigration policy in my lifetime. It's being done without anybody knowing what's going on about it, and there's been no coverage for the American people to know what's going on.
So what are we looking at here?
This is an email sent out by the director of USCIS, which notified us about a rule change coming forward, which is going to shift the adjudicative authority of defense of asylum away from immigration judges and giving it to asylum officers, which are USCIS.
Okay, and so this is public information?
It is, yes.
This is a proposed rule. They want to expedite the adjudication process to get immigrants into the United States. Is the USCIS a taxpayer-funded agency?
No. So USCIS is fee-funded. All of its operations, all of its cover overhead, everything is based on the fees that are filed by aliens when they adjust. Aliens, of course, being anybody who's not a U.S. citizen.
Why should people be concerned?
Just like Europe, the very same NGOs that ran that are now running this. You go to the border, you see 25, 30-year-old bureaucrats, communist social workers, basically, directing the Border Patrol and directing the U.S. military. We've shown you the footage. We're going to go back down the border very soon. I'm going back down. Owen's going to go back down very, very soon. It's incredible. We're going to skip this break so we have more time with Aaron M. Stevenson, who, again, is an intelligence research specialist for Citizenship and Immigration Services, in a moment. But I want to give you some more background. Here is a short clip of Biden, when he was candidate Biden, saying, when I win, immediately surge the border. Here it is.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
But you don't need any evidence that you're fleeing oppression. And then they bring unaccompanied children. Now they've stopped the DNA testing that just takes a day or so, so we have no idea where they're going. I mean, this is slavery 2.0. This is happening while the Democrats are going to pull down the Confederate War Memorial at the cemetery for the dead that the federal government built after the Civil War for reconciliation. I mean, this is insane. Here's one more clip, and we're going to our amazing guest, Aaron M. Stevenson. Here's a short clip of Fox News just last night explaining what's happening at the border.
Take a live look at our Fox News drone over in Eagle Pass. They have had another mass illegal crossing out there. You can see hundreds upon hundreds of illegal immigrants waiting for processing there. You might be able to see a bridge off in the background. That is where the trains come in. Well, CBP has announced they are suspending railway operations to move CBP officers down into the field to help Border Patrol with processing. In other words, Harris, they're shutting down international commerce in order to help speed up processing of these migrants. Many of them, again, will be released. And back out here live, December is traditionally one of the slowest months at our southern border, but the Border Patrol Union tells us right now their numbers show they are on track to potentially have the highest single month of arrests they have ever had at our southern border.
But then if you want to fly, let's say I want to go interview Tucker Carlson next month, which we're setting up, and TSA might pull me aside, want to grope my genitals. But the border's wide open. So, Mr. Stevenson, I could start so many places, but you're really the expert here, and we appreciate you. And you've came out a while ago. Now more and more are coming out, and this has forced us out in the open, where Mayorkas and others now have to admit it is a problem. Just months ago, they were saying there was no problem. You're really the expert, so you can kind of guide this, direct this, where you want to go first. I have plenty of questions, but I'd like you to take us to what you think is most important up front, and then what we do about this and how we stop this. So thanks for taking time out.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones. I think as a whole, this entire function that Biden basically introduced is a real symptom of a bigger problem, which is the structure of our governance writ large and like how our government operates. We've had a birth rate which is not crested 2.1 for 5 decades. In those 50 years, only 17 times did we actually even hit 2.0 birth rate. Sorry. Everything else before that has been like 1.7, 1.8. And going forward, the UN has projected that it's going to be a 1.6 flat birth rate for native U.S. citizens. So to me, the system's starting to fail, and they are trying to artificially inflate a population to ensure that they can sustain their method of, you know, just again, like taxation, social safety nets, your basic way of how they've forced us to live now. They're starting to kind of crumble on bottom. So they had to quickly, I think, bring people in instead of remedy the problem and maybe not tax Americans so much, maybe allow families to grow naturally. They chose to do this route. So that to me is the large issue. And all these smaller issues are just like, just byproducts of it happening in the first place. So they didn't plan to open the border so that way they could sex traffic kids. However, advantageous networks of very, very evil people found ways to go, oh, there's kids here. We can now sex traffic them. We can now labor traffic them. So they're just taking advantage of the situation.
Well, that's what I notice is they never think second, third, fourth order magnitude. And then I look at the numbers, and you're right. The UN said in 2001, Europe, the West, aren't having enough kids. Japan's not. We got to bring in a replacement migration. That's their name. We cover it, and the ADL says we're racist, even though it's in the documents. And then we look at the studies, though. Most of them never get a full-paying job. They're on welfare and have a job, so they won't even become net assets. So that even gets undermined, but they're not thinking multiple magnitudes. And it shows them backtracking, as I mentioned earlier. Now they're admitting it's a major crisis. Please continue.
Well, yeah, it's a major crisis because as you bring people in, I mean, obviously you can have the cultural problems as a whole. That's not a very easy thing to just move populations of people. And this is why you see them continue to move them, not just across the border, but into like designated areas in America. For example, is it artificial or natural that there's a large Somali population in Minnesota? Is it artificial or natural that there is a large, like, Honduran population in Northern Virginia? There's a reason why these things exist. It's mostly because government moves people. This is why you see also historic patterns of a natural Chinatown. Like, that can exist, right? But then you have an artificial Chinatown in which they do so to, like, create a culture within the city. But on top of that, that's a problem that people have to deal with. But now you have your actual, like, security concerns. And there is at least three different avenues. You've got your national security risks that come in. Now, that's two different categories. You got terrorists and international terrorists of ideological concerns, but then also your transnational organized crime aliens. And those are your violent gang members, your MS-13, your 18th Street gang. These are your sex traffickers, gun traffickers, drug traffickers, right? But you also still have another huge national security risk, which are like your foreign espionage and your foreign spies. They used to have to come in like very crafted, very articulated, like fraud, basically, to establish an identity back in China, for example, where, oh, no, yeah, they never were in the military. They were a student at these universities. Their father was a banker, those kind of things. And it takes years for the FBI to identify, like, oh, no, that was actually not true. This guy was former military intelligence, or he was former, like, PLA officer. And it takes time to be able to find those things. Well, now the big problem is that border's wide open. They don't have to set up those patterns. They can just come across and say, well, I'm Chinese and I'm a homosexual. I'll be hurt in my own home country, so I got to come in now. And this is a USCIS policy, by the way. By declaring yourself as anywhere inside of the LGBT spectrum, so gay, trans, non-binary, whatever, that's like an automatic yes, no matter where you live in the world. If you're gay, then yeah, you qualify for defensive asylum or affirmative asylum. And you're basically going to be given it like no problem at all. And the problem with that is that limits your reporting structure of how you can report this information out. Those cases by themselves aren't even like touched by USCIS.
Well, let's explain that. So that puts in the file. It blinds the government from ever really knowing the real history of a person because they allow them to just put up a fake identity.
Basically, yeah. And in the entire story, then there's no evidence which has to go forward with this one. And the way this process works, which again, it's all government designed. This never came from like the people petitioning their Congress. This came from federal employees who were hired by federal employees, right? So the culture of this one particular branch of USCIS is called, we call it REO. It stands for Refugee, Asylum, and International Operations. They're the ones that hire themselves. So just for example, if I ever try to apply to work there, absolutely no way would they ever hire me. They'd be like, no, you don't fit in with us at all. And that's, you know, the way
government
works.
So you got to have a leftist NGO background.
Yes.
Keep going.
Can you continue? Okay. So they create the policies in which they create these actual like screening operations, if you will. So for example, again, I already mentioned how if the applicant or the alien just says like, hey, I'm homosexual, so, you know, I should be able to come in now because, you know, I've got fears of going back home. There's no requirement to verify that's true. There's no like, okay, are you in a relationship with another man? Can we please see some documentation, some photographs? It's just accepted.
So it's a get out of jail free card.
Absolutely. And once it's accepted, it's done. Now, if an asylum officer doesn't believe it and they deny it, like, no, we don't think you're telling the truth. We're going to like go negative on your claim. We don't believe your story. That has to be approved by their supervisor. So now you're putting a stress on the asylum officer to basically say yes. There's an incentive to say yes. And that's just the way the system works right now, which is a major, major problem.
And now they've turned it up to fire hose level. I mean, what are you expecting to happen now? I mean, what's the state of the border, the southern border right now?
Porous. But it's only porous when it comes to people. When it comes to cargo and trade, that's locked down, great operations and security. CBP can handle that no problem. This is why you'll never see, counterfeit Nike inside your Walmart, because Nike doesn't want to lose profits. Walmart doesn't want to get in legal battle. So,
and this is really a key point. They could control it if they wanted to. This is deliberate, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, because they can control this no problem at all. And you can extend that as well to like produce. They're not going to bring in an invasive apple species, which could decimate, like corporate farms or even just any other kind of agriculture. But when it comes to people at the southwest border, you can walk right across. Now, when you fly in the country, that's a lot harder. You can actually be deported in the country you're flying from. You can be not allowed to land. You can be put in a secondary. There's a lot of things that can do when it comes to airports. But when it comes to the southwest land border, that's, as you see on the screen now, that's walk across, get across. There's no problem at all. The hardest part is going to be, obviously, the physical endurance you have to do to get traffic.
And if Texas puts up a barbed wire fence, Biden bulldozes it.
That's correct.
Wow. Well, I've talked to Michael Young a lot and other reporters that have been down there. They've been predicting exponential growth for several years, and it's happening just like they said. How big is this? How bad is this going to get? I mean, it's already over the top, but it can get a lot worse.
Well, it's going to continue to get worse as far as its volume. That'll never stop until an executive comes in and puts a stop to all these policies. But on top of that, this is the big thing too. Asylum is a route to immigration. Or sorry, asylum is a route to citizenship. So in like 4 years, these people can adjust from an asylee into an LPR, or lawful permanent resident, your green card holders. A couple years from that, you can apply your N-400 to become a U.S. citizen and be naturalized. So this is a 3 to 5, maybe 6 year process in which these millions of aliens, they can become citizens without having to go through Congress and hear the dirty word amnesty. Well, Biden's policies have basically like circumvented all these things. And this is why it was such a big deal. When I blew the whistle in October 2021 about this rule change of giving the adjudicative authority, taking it from an immigration judge and giving it to an asylum officer, it's a huge deal because immigration judges, those are basically just immigration attorneys, but they're put in place by the attorney general. So by the director by the secretary of DOJ. That person is a political appointee. So there's at least some accountability to the public, right? But these immigration officers and asylum officers, they're just hired directly by their own agencies. So there's a culture of, I will say, open borders in these agencies, which kind of then continues to manifest these things. Well, immigration judges would deny about, give or take, 85%, 90% of these cases. Immigration officers approve on average about 77 to 80% of these cases. So it's a complete inversion as far as what the acceptance rate would be. So these millions of aliens coming across, they're not going to be denied at a rate of 90%. They'll be approved at a rate of 88%. So that's a very, very, I would say, significant thing that's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years.
You're the expert. I just talk to other people and read the news, but I see like their first immigration hearings are set up years after they get here. What's going on there?
That's just the backlog of so many cases. And that's a byproduct of the system as well. To do all these things, you have to eventually get to the immigration judge. And that's what the backlog leads to. This is when I first joined USCIS back in 2014. The wait time for like a credible fear case would be like 5 to 7 years. Like it was a very, very long time. Well, in that meantime, they're actually allowed to stay here legally. They can get a rubber stamped. It's called an I-765. It's a work authorization card, basically. It's a work permit. And Biden accepted those now for 2 years. But you can't deny these. So even if you're, for example, a transnational organized criminal and you're part of MS-13, we know you're part of MS-13. We can prove it. It's all classified. This is no problem at all. We can't deny you the ability to work because it's not a status-granting application. And this is the way that the administrative state basically calculates things and they kind of model things. There's very little ability for let's say good stewards of the federal government, good employees who really want to continue serving America. They see the fraud. They see the risks, all those things. They can't even do their job based on the structure that's been set up by these deep state, permanent government, administrative state, however you want to call it, those officials which really drive the true policy of the government.
And the same blueprint was used already in Europe. So we'll come back for break in a few minutes. We got a few minutes till we go to break. Big picture here. There's a bunch of this that, Anthony Rubin was here last week that he shot just days before he got here. And it's a bunch of guys wearing all the same boots. And he also caught him before that. And he has footage. They all had brand new shiny Christian tattoos on them. I mean, to me, that's military. They're wearing the same boots. They're covering their faces up, and they've all got brand new on their forearms Christian tattoos. I mean, that to me sounds like Red Dawn. I mean, if I see same boots, you know, same MO, and the weather, and they all have fresh Christian tattoos, that shows me they're trying to have a cover that they're Latin Americans coming in, but he said they were Islamic. And we see the numbers. They admit that massive Islamicists are coming in from all over the Middle East, Africa. What's your take on that?
I would say the initial analysis that you just said there is completely accurate. It's 100% true. The amount of people coming across, we can't do background checks on at all. Now, this, I'm saying this for a reason as well. We collected on, with military intelligence, because I was there in Iraq and Afghanistan, we collected on those two populations for like 20 years. We know a lot about those populations, and we will still miss out on key indicators which identify Iraqis and Afghans as either terrorists or terrorist sympathizers. This would be part of your vetting process, you would think, right? But we still let these people in because we missed the steps. So now you go to any other country that, let's say, has a militant arm which doesn't like us very much. This could be anywhere in the world, but specifically a lot of places in the Middle East.
Hezbollah.
And exactly. Well, key point, by the way, in 2019, I wrote an unclassified intelligence report for USCIS showing like, hey, going back the past 3 years, let's look at the biggest population of terrorists that we've seen, you know, with USCIS. So whether they're filing for naturalization or a refugee or any type of work visa, if anything at all. And I was expecting to see that, like, oh, it's going to be Afghans and Iraqis, obviously. And it wasn't. The biggest population that wasn't like just spouses and children of terrorists, the biggest population came from actually Lebanon. That's going for 3 years, from 2017, 2018, and 2019. And that was shocking to me because there hasn't been no major migration wave from Lebanon going back to at least
except
like
Iran
so.
Just took over Lebanon in the last 6-7 years. So they're, let me guess, they're Iranian backed sheep dipped as Lebanese.
Well, and the biggest thing about this thing is, the biggest category of those terrorists, it wasn't like your bomb makers and your fighters. These were recruiters. These were, religious leaders. These were people that can provide support. These were financers. It was people
that. They're the force multipliers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And
sir,
USCIS.
Sorry.
Well, no worries. USCIS chose not to publish that report. Don't know why. We proved it. It was very mathematical. It was very logical. And when it came to the front office leadership, they just didn't give us the okay to publish it to the rest of DHS.
Wow. So you know what? We should do this. We should go to break. You're an amazing guy. We should talk about your background a little bit as an intelligence officer. But I just look at all this and talk to other intel people. They're telling me this. And you're saying, yeah. They're saying it's mainly Hezbollah that then's funding Hamas. We see that all over the world right now. We could be seeing something way worse than October 7th very, very soon here is what I'm hearing. We're going to break in 30 seconds, but are you concerned about terror attacks?
Yes, I just don't know what kind, because there's so many targets here that are so easy to find. And it's not like we've got a good grasp on infrastructure, or at least key infrastructure. There's a lot of worry for a lot of reasons across a lot of different targets. It wasn't that hard to, for example, to conduct a 9/11. That did not take a lot of money. Didn't take a lot of training. It didn't take a lot of technical know-how. And there's a lot of ways that you can, if you just do a simple red team of the American society, there's a lot of ways you can attack some stuff.
Aaron M. Stevenson's our guest. Wow, I can talk to this guy for 10 hours. So glad he's here. We got to come back for commercial-free like 2 hours, especially. You can send us all the items you want to get to. We're going to come right back, sir. Go right back into this. Stay with us and how we turn this around. Follow him on Twitter and on Substack. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalist. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like down-and-out sleep formula. Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Because all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to tweet this guy's Twitter out or X out here in a moment. Aaron M. Stevenson knows what he's talking about. And he's a Substack. /, and we'll put it up on screen for you right there. Go ahead and scroll up a little bit so people can see it. Go ahead and click on the Substack. Let's put that on screen. And he's on Twitter at called_out_DHS. So just go to Aaron M. Stevenson on Twitter, on X. Everybody should be absolutely following what this guy's saying and what he is talking about. So Aaron, let's go 35,000 foot and then down to 10 feet here. I don't know if you ever talked about this because I followed you on Veritas. I followed your work. I probably missed it. Now you're talking about a DHS report you did off your work in Afghanistan, how you had decades tracking people but still missed some. And there's nothing, there's no screening basically going on right now. Speak to that. And then I want to get into the sex trafficking, the slave labor, all of it. And then I want to talk second, third, fourth order events here. What is DHS going to do? We have imams everywhere saying start killing, murdering people. I don't think the FBI, even though they're tracking these folks, are going to be able to control this. Maybe I'm wrong. What are they going to do when that happens? Because the political repercussions will be squarely at the feet of the Democratic Party. Maybe I'm wrong. So now you've got Democrat mayors, like in New York, saying no more illegals. We have Democrat senators, like Mnuchin, saying we're at capacity. But they've just got this leftist thing to get their new replacement migration, the replacement voters. So they've already kind of committed it. And I'm just wondering, I know you're all about facts, but where you extrapolate this going? And then let's get into all the other, you know, facets. I mean, I know there's a ton of things to cover here. It makes my head swim.
No worries. All right. So going from the first thing you said there, specifically with vetting. So you recall in August 2021, the fall of Kabul, right? That whole airport rush. We let in, what was it, 88,000 Afghans in that little time frame. Now, obviously, a lot of Americans too. That was the total number of people that came over, but most of those were just Afghans. So we were in that country for give or take about 20 years, and we collected it just very, very thoroughly. So this is human intelligence. This is signals intelligence. We had all the biographic information as well as the biometric information. Like, we dominated knowing that population. That was the whole intent of it from CENTCOM, was to, you know, perform counterinsurgency, to not piss off the people, but to dominate the population, know who we are dealing with. And to be fair, the ground guys there did a great job. So in this whole collapse of Kabul in 2021, there was a lot of different organizations that were trying to, like, find the good Afghans, because there was a lot of good people there that were good sources or good interpreters. They were just, you know, very beneficial to a lot of American interests, I would say. And I was supporting as a private contractor for Defense Intelligence Agency and National Ground Intelligence Center in 2010, 2011, 2012. And I was supporting basically a national level targeting enterprise, if you will, a task force, but it was high level, you know, nationwide. We were like looking for bad guys. And I met a lot of good friends there, right? So fast forward now from 2012, some of these friends hit me up about this fall of Kabul in 2021. And they were asking immigration questions, like in a private signal chat. So I'm trying to answer. I'm like, yeah, like, you have to follow these forms, or it's like, it's kind of like this, whatever. And I was asking a buddy of mine, I'm like, dude, what is this thing? And this is what was called the digital Dunkirk. They were like, we're getting our friends the hell out of Afghanistan. Like, there's a lot of bad stuff going on there. Like, we're getting out the good ones now. And so for about 10 days, 2 weeks, give or take, I was just involved in a lot of the chats for the non-combatant evacuation operation. So I saw a lot of what was going on, first off. But now, fast forward to February 2022, I go through this work document that I found at USCIS, unclassified, and it shows this like list of 600 people, give or take. And I start going through there, just doing a basic, you know, alien number search or checking out their name, date of birth. Let's see this. Who are these guys? I have immigration systems. Who are these dudes? And it's all of a sudden like, bam, terrorist, bam, terrorist, bam, terrorist. And the problem is, they weren't terrorists in Afghanistan coming over. It's once they got here, they landed like Dulles Airport or Philadelphia. 2 weeks later, they're on the watch list. Like, the FBI designates them as a known suspected terrorist. And these were not just your, like, you know, oh, this was a kid that ran like milk cartons for Taliban. No, no. These are like armed and dangerous tier one terrorists. Category 15, use arms and explosives. Those kind of people. And so that's a great indicator to show you that despite a lot of people at that time doing a lot of vetting operations, we were letting in literally dozens of known terrorists. That doesn't include terrorists that we took off the watch list. That doesn't include known security risks that DOD took off their watch list. We're talking like hundreds of maybe even the thousands of dudes that should not be here, because we wouldn't let them on base in Afghanistan because of a security risk. But yet they're allowed to come to this country, get work permits, and just basically do whatever they want to do. So that just goes to show you that even when we collect a lot of information, when we have a lot of people looking at the problem, we still can't do the job that's needed to protect Americans.
Yeah, so the old policy was to actually know what's going on. Now it's just blind everybody. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but talking to your other associates, others, what was the thinking or speculate in DHS to do something this insane when there are going to be terror attacks? You said that earlier. I agree with you. There's not a question of if and when. What are they going to do when everybody knows they brought them in?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. That's one big, I don't understand what they're doing, because it doesn't fit with any, like, okay, I get it when there's, you know, so for example, the director of USCIS admitted, and I have it on video, where she's saying like, oh yeah, well, there was a labor shortage in August 2021. So we're trying to get all these Afghans in the country. It's like, yeah, but you would still vet these people. Like, there are still reasons why we can do things. And by the way, this is important too. So again, I was helping out a lot of different groups and, you know, agencies, if you will, not federal agencies, but, you know, private agencies, that they were trying to find their friends, their sources, their interpreters to get them out of Afghanistan. We were working in a lot of parts of Afghanistan as well. So we had, you know, people that knew stuff that was going on in Kabul and Mars Express.
By the way, slow down. You mentioned Dunkirk. You know, the British Expeditionary Force is forced into the ocean. The British Navy can't do it. So thousands of private citizens in their own boats, sailboats, motorboats, went and saved them. So, yeah, I know a lot of people that went over there, a lot of great patriots, former military current, to save people they knew were good. So you've been involved in this before is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was called the Digital Dunkirk. So I had never had boots on the ground in Afghanistan after 2012. But we were part of, like, the information operation where people were asking questions being like, hey, we're trying to find out, does this guy have a pending visa? How do we file, like, an asylum request? Is there an advanced parole we can do? And then there's also, you know, communications, which, like, what roads are open? Hey, how do we get to the airport? Where are the checkpoints at? And we had, like, maps plotting out where the checkpoints were, and they were everywhere, by the way. But we had it well enough, though, to where we're even coordinating, like, aircraft, and people were getting contracts to get planes into Afghanistan, identify the people that are our friends, and to fly them out of there. And we had planes of Americans on the final day, by the way. This is August 30th, because they shut down the 31st. We had planes of Americans as well, and also green card holders, SIV holders, like people that we want out of that country, off the tarmac, flying to Qatar, forced to be turned around by State Department. So they can manage that.
So the State Department wants a bunch of unvetted people by the millions, but people that work for the U.S. for decades, sometimes usually years, that we know are good people, they can't be saved. Why would you behave like that?
Can't make it make sense. The only thing that makes sense to me is power trip. Is they didn't make the clearance, they didn't coordinate it, so they won't get the credit. I don't know, but nothing else makes sense, especially in that
and
regard.
Because you got a bunch of leftist NGOs running it all and directing the government. Exactly, they're just crazy leftists.
Well, exactly. And this is their job. This is their baby. This is what they believe in. So they want to make their advances in their career. So anything that doesn't look good for them, they don't want others to do, because that would probably get in their way as well. And again, this is your effect of, it's not, when we say the administrative state, when we say, like, the permanent government, I'm sorry, that includes NGOs and contractors, because when you receive government money to do a government work for the government, that's just an extension of
government. Oh, the NGOs are like, the shadow government. Exactly. That's where the real action is. Exactly. I agree with you. So listen, I'm asking questions here, and I just need to stop. We haven't gotten into human trafficking, the slave labor, the sex slavery. Just hit, dump it all right now, because we've got limited time. I want to have you back up. I appreciate your time. And we've only got, like, you know, 20 minutes left here. We should do like 2 hours commercial free. But just, I know nothing compared to you. So just all the greatest hits of tyranny that people need to know, that Congress needs to know. What do people need to know right now?
Okay, so, especially with trafficking, because that's the thing that I really think that we should be focused on, because we are still paying for that trafficking. So there are a total of 5 whistleblowers that worked together to create this comments campaign, right? That was Tara Rodas, Carlos Arellano, Debbie White, Myra Moreno, and myself. And we basically got tipped off that there was a rule change by HHS, which is going to essentially, like, codify their entire practice into, like, official law and policy. So that way, in order to change that, it would take a lot of work. It's not just like executive memo and they can move things around easily. So they were trying to calcify or solidify their practices. So we did this comments campaign, and Tara's on your show. And because of people like you, Alex, and because your listeners, we had the chance to get, what was it, 73,000 comments received into the Federal Register. Awesome job, people. Because that forced, or that allowed, I guess, the GOP senators to actually get involved here. And they responded with a letter where they said to HHS and ORR, saying, if you guys push this thing through, we are going to be forced then to do what's called Congressional Review Act. And this is where the Congress has the ability to layer over some type of jurisdiction over the administrative state, over the executive branch and administrative law. So that was awesome. That was really, really cool. We're waiting for them, obviously, to do that. And then we're going to be obviously very active in the future, probably after January, of how to get people involved. And that's going to be basically letters, emails, and calls to Congress. But we want to kind of coordinate this to make sure that we're effective again, because there was a lot of organization and coordination for the comments campaign, and that led to this next evolution of fighting back, which was awesome. Well, some other friends and I, we are starting now the same thing with CPS, because CPS and the foster system traffics a lot of children every single year. And when it comes to understanding trafficking, I hate to do this and make it sound so economical, but because this is a transaction, a financial transaction, look at it economically. So the biggest problem is the demand in the country. We are the biggest consumers when it comes to child porn, pedophiles. We just have a very, very disgusting population, right? We can't fix that without – that's a Jesus Christ thing. That's a prayer thing. I don't know how we do that without that. However, when it comes to these systems that traffic kids, there's at least three different markets of supply in which kids come from to satisfy that demand. The first one we've already gone after, which is HHS. That's so far probably give or take around – 200,000 give or take kids just in the past like three fiscal years, maybe even higher than that. So we're already going after that to get basically brakes on the car, if not just turn the whole program off. But then it's going to be CPS and foster care. Now, here's the problem. HHS is a single entity and they did a single function, which we could respond to in one way. So now we're trying to figure out, okay, well, there's 50 different CPSs and 50 different foster care systems. How do we go after this? So right now we're actually talking with a lot of smart people. And we're kind of organizing a response to do what we need to do. And there's a lot of ways we can do this. So that's where we're at right now. The third market kind of comes from what people know of when it came to Sound of Freedom, which is like you're, you know, in the shadows of foreign countries or like stealing kids off the street. There's that as well, but it just doesn't compare. It doesn't have the same volume of comparison when it comes to CPS and also HHS. If we can slow those programs down, if we can stop the flow of kids, and then we can then move forward helping these kids get rescued, because that's our biggest problem is there's a lot of great, noble people in organizations doing rescue operations. Problem is, it's nowhere in comparison. Like they're pulling like a glass of water out of the ocean every year, which is awesome. We're trying to stop the flow of kids, though, and to be rescued as a whole. That's where we're at right now. We're not ready to go public on the CPS thing yet because we're trying to get all our ducks in a row. We have to get obviously influencers. We have to get, you know, well, a lot of things organized so that way we can make official filings and other legal, I guess, methods. And we just want to make sure that we can't be attacked by the left when we do this, because we're going to. So we got to make sure that our, you know, we're kind of geared tight.
We haven't talked about you. What was your process in just a few minutes of seeing this and deciding to go public?
I mean, I saw corruption pretty early. That was when I was I became a Fed in 2012, and I started seeing corruption when I was working at the National Targeting Center for Passengers, and not like bad CBP officers, like, you know, like, oh yeah, let this alien in, he's a terrorist. No, but more like the policy sucks, and this is just a thing where it's like, no, we have no authority here, guys. Sorry, he's already got benefit. We gotta let the terrorist in. And I was naive enough to think, okay, I'll go make a difference at USCIS because that's where their first problem is then, right? So I went to go work for USCIS and I started seeing these huge problems there as well. And I'm not going to lie to you. I basically dropped my pack probably in about 2016, give or take, through 2019. And it was 2020 that turned me around. I was an atheist at the time. I did a whole like U-turn in life here. I saw a lot of lies in 2020, like a lot. And it just made me really think like how many lies am I living right now? And this is what kind of took me to really examine not only who I am, but also like, what am I doing? Am I really going to give this to my kids? Just hand it over to them? Like, hey kids, here's a society which does these horrible things. Or do I do something? And I tried for a long time doing something. I wrote intelligence reports.
Touched your conscience.
You probably definitely slap me back on track.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm from an atheist. I got baptized in 2022. I'm Eastern Orthodox, and I believe in all things through Christ. And it's really not that hard. This is not a hard thing, for example, to protect kids. This was our big reasoning, basically, for
exactly. God makes it really simple. The evil's right out in the open now. Like that's the good part about this. As bad as it is, the choices are real clear now.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Keep going. Sorry.
Oh no. I got to the point where I just realized, you know, do I just give this over to my kids or not? Do I want to hand this over to my, you know, I really look at that obviously from a bigger scale too, not just my children, but that entire generation of kids and what we did to them in 2020 of locking them out of schools. Cause I was living in Virginia, by the way, in 2020. So I would go to DC, during the riots just to kind of walk around and like see what's going on. Just put a mask on, I have long hair. I could kind of fit in, but just to scope it out, really get understanding of what was going on. And I was also at the time coaching soccer. So I knew kids in school out there and I would always ask them like, hey, how's school going? And this is that. These kids were out of school for like a year and a half. And I knew kids that were kind of underprivileged, to be honest, but they were great athletes and they were going to get like scholarships to go to like Johns Hopkins, be in STEM programs and like do, and they just lost their will to learn. And this was a big, big effect when it came to Virginia, especially because they were left out of schools for like a year and a half. And that things like that, it's like, we're adults. We can kind of take, you know, something else, but these are developing human beings. These are young people that can be very easily swayed. And just understanding the way we treated that entire generation, it's like, no, we have to do some massive changes. Like there's going to be a lot of need for a lot of people to start making active choices. It's no longer about, sorry,
go on. It's no longer about.
Yeah, it's just, it's not just about knowing information now. It's also about using information. And you've been a huge lift in that, obviously, for people. And so now it's time for people to go like, yeah, Alex is still with us. And by the way, being back on Twitter, thank you, Elon, because you can continue doing this and get people involved to do what they have to do. For example, one of the things we want to do after the CPS, thing we're going to do with CPS, we want to see if there's a way we can create like a some type of parent oversight board over every county CPS. For example, every school district has a school board. Why can't we have the same oversight and jurisdiction over a CPS county level asset? Because there's a lot of need for CPS. I'm not going to say it should be.
No,
all
absolutely. There's a lot of bad. So let me ask you that. Exactly. How does CPS deal with thousands, millions of kids, 80 something thousand that testified in Congress a month ago or disappeared? How do they deal with that? Because, you know, the average family does something small, CPS comes, but then what do you do with children in slave labor? What do you do with children in sex slavery? Like, this is crazy.
Well, that's a problem because there are kids that need help. So I'm not trying to say, like, turn off CPS. However, there needs to be a massive change. I forgot the senator's name from Georgia, something Schaefer, or maybe she was Arkansas. She was onto a big thing about trafficking in CPS before her very untimely death, which may have been murder. It definitely looks to me, though, as, yeah, there is a need for something. And this is why CPS still exists, though, because they are a – just like this for-profit prisons, this is a for-profit industry. This is a lot of money coming from, like, Title IV-E funding, Title IV funding, Title, I think, IV-D funding. It's a lot of money which sustains these things.
About churches and synagogues and mosques that are helping the migrants. No, they're making money off it.
Yep, absolutely. And this is where the big problems are with these NGOs. And it's not just the big ones, the Catholic Charities. Absolutely, they're involved. And there's, you know, there's a whole list of them. HHS data is available. You can find the money flow pretty easily. But it's also very, very small organizations as well. Down in Ajo, Arizona, I think it was by Lukeville, there are maybe 30 or so very, very open border, very leftist NGOs, which are literally the facilitators. They are the actual logistics in this whole operation. They move the people from the initial DHS collection point into like Phoenix. They're the bus drivers. They're the sandwich providers. And I'm sorry to say, but these things matter. If you don't have that infrastructure, you couldn't do these operations. So there absolutely has to be some type of investigation and enforcement arm to take away their 501c3 status, to take away their NGO status. I think a lot of contracts that have proven an inability to prevent trafficking, they need to have their contracts cut for cause.
No, like, Aaron, let me ask you this question. Because people say, oh, the DHS are traitors for still being at their jobs. I'm not there, though I study this, so I can't make the call. But what if they all just walked off? The backup would be so huge. The collapse would be so huge. It'd be terrible for those waves of people who are part of that. But it kind of feels like to me that might really bring it to a head if you didn't have this full government mobilization to then cover it up and transport them into CONUS.
I mean, yes. However, you know, we don't live life in a vacuum. So no matter what we do, they're going to respond, right? So if the good people at DHS, and there are good people there, if they did become more, I guess, resolute in their oath to protect the American people and American law, if they actually stood up against this thing, they'll get fired. I was one of them. But let's say it happens at a rate of like 35%. Okay, fine. Then the government would just go out and find a contractor to do the work anyways. And it'll be even shoddier work. So
And then they even use that to then cull and purge. So that's a real paradox. They purge the military. They purge all these agencies. And then they convert it to pure NGOs, as you were saying.
Exactly. You see the same thing with when it comes to the military. They were cutting off, for example, like all the MOSs or the jobs of like cooks and supply. They converted those into contracts. And it's like, why? Because when you get the
seal, so we need is Congress Marines. To act and put it back the way it was before.
Yes. However, I really do believe this part as well. You need a strong executive to actually do this work. You're going to need someone to be very resolute, to be very thorough in a washing of the deep state environment from the executive branch.
Exactly. The left says, oh, Trump's going to purge us. Well, they've already purged Americans out of this. So yeah, you're going to have to go in and remove these people that are leftist cult members.
Exactly. I already told you about the one intel report I wrote, unclassified, about all the terrorists in the country and where they came from, what groups, what, you know, whatever, right? I did the same thing when it came to transnational organized criminals. How many we were seeing, where are they coming from what countries, what gang they belong to, and what was their immigration, like, route? How are they doing this within the legal immigration context? And that answered a bunch of questions on the National Priority Intelligence Framework, or the NIPIF. This is like the grand structure of intelligence collection and analysis in America. Comes out from the executive, obviously. And I was responding to very specific questions on this thing. It was an entirely objective article. It was basically math. And it just talked about numbers of very, very simple structures of, you know, how this whole thing operates. I wrote two reports, and this took over about a period of about 2.5 years. Both of them got denied. Now, the reason why they got denied, by the way, it's not because my boss said no or my division chief said no. It wasn't because of USCIS said no. It's because that organization, RAO, the Refugee and Asylum, they interjected and said, we don't want this thing published. But they have no release authority. They can't go in there and do that. For the same way as an intelligence analyst for working for USCIS, I couldn't go into their cases and say, oh, I denied that adjudication. Nope, I overturned that case. I have no authority to do so. However, this is cultural power within USCIS. This organization was able to block intelligence reporting that they had no authority to do so.
And by the way, this is so key because I've been asking for years, all these Islamists coming across, sex traffickers, MS-13, DHS doesn't even know. No, they do know. People like you are filing reports. They're just being put into the deep six.
Oh, yeah. So we did another, this is a very short example here. We did a very short study on Chinese espionage cases going back to like 2015 to 2020, right? How many FBI convictions have there been of Chinese, like foreign, you know, spy actors, basically? Found a bunch. I think it was like total of a couple hundred. And it wasn't all like just Chinese foreign nationals. There were some Americans involved too. But so I went through the USCIS system and just did name searches, which, by the way, is very, very hard because their names don't exactly match up to Western, you know, alphabet. So finding like seven of them was kind of a big deal. And we found seven of them. And when I'm going through these things, tips were coming in from people saying like, hey, that guy's part of the Communist Party. And they had their name. They had their immigration status. They knew who these people
were.
Hold
on. Aaron Stevenson, stay there. Do five more minutes with us. You got to come back soon. People should follow him on X and on his Substack. We'll put it all on screen when we come back. Aaron M. Stevenson. Wow. We need more people like this guy. Stay with us. All these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock, but selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force. X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWars Store Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock.
Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Bottom line, the country is being taken over by a UN Agenda 21 operation. And they're doing it administratively. It's totally illegal. But the government's not our enemy. Most people in the government I've talked to are actually on our side. I've had meetings with top federal judges, FBI agents, federal marshals, saying, what do we do? And I'm like, I'm asking them, what do we do? Because just what our guest was saying earlier, they don't even let them prosecute convicted child molesters they catch the third or fourth time that are working in the United States. They just say, no, you're not going to have a, you're not going to put them in prison. You can put them in jail for a few weeks saying they're a legal crosser. That's it. So we got about 4 minutes left till we end this. Aaron M. Stevenson at called dash or underscore out underscore DHS. Aaron M. Stevenson, everybody follow him on Twitter, follow his Substack. In the 4 minutes we've got left, any other key points you want to make, sir? We're going to get you back very soon. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you. I would say, because we'll go with the possible solutions, right? Possible responses. And I did throw my name in the hat, my name in the hat to be possibly, you know, looked at. But there's this thing right now called Project 2025. I believe Heritage Foundation is running it as a whole, but it's a bunch of organizations that are kind of surrounding it as well. And this is basically identifying key talent or key people that won't obstruct the next administration. So Trump comes back in, have everyone kind of front and center ready to go day one. So that way we don't waste any time trying to fix a lot of the problems that have already been created.
Exactly. So, how does Trump vet loyal Americans for the system? He fires all the NGOs day one.
Oh, definitely. That part. Absolutely. That part. There's way too many patterns of you have trafficked children. You're done. Those would be pretty easy. When it comes to problems within the government, this is where you're going to need people, not just like SES level, not just, you know, your division head, director level. You're going to need people in the program itself understanding how it works. And I've actually written like a 9-page white paper on USCIS that I gave to Project 2025. And there's a lot of things going on when it comes to all the ways that USCIS does business, how it structures meetings, how it processes even like internal like rule changes and internal like policy and memo policies. There are major, major problems, and it's done on purpose. Just one example for that I can give actually that I knew about personally. In 2016, we stood up the Transnational Organized Crime Working Group, and this was to identify, oh, there's MS-13 members, cartel members that are inside of the immigration system, and we know about it because it's a confirmed identity on this watch list. Boom. So then that person that's looking at this watch list has to take the bad guy information and give it to an immigration officer. That process started in 2016. So I reached out to them in, what was it, I think 2021 or 2022, and I asked one of the liaisons at the Terror Screening Center, who is our liaison over there, I was like, hey, who's the dude at USCIS doing this? Who's the person that actually takes the information and gives it to the immigration officer so that way they can take this to wade into the adjudication? He responded in an email saying, I don't think we identified the person yet, but we're working on it. It's like 5-6 years later. Like, there's a lot of very street level operations that need to get fixed to fix the glitch, if you know what I mean. And it's not going to be that hard. It just takes the know-how to do so, but you're going to need to know where the bodies are buried. And there's a lot of talent inside these agencies, whether it's State Department, DOJ, whatever. People will
help. No, I agree. Trump should just put all the whistleblowers in charge.
We could help. I know Tara Rodas. I know she knows a lot about HHS. I know Debbie White. I know she knows a lot of us can help out, but it's also people there currently. I have friends, by the way, still at USCIS and DHS, and they tell me all the time, like, dude, you won't believe what we're doing now.
Well, that's another great question. How are people handling it that haven't been removed for telling the truth like you? How are they dealing with this?
Again, all things through God. If you read yourself in the truth, it's not that scary. And that's one thing that I finally learned was you can't have faith and fear. They just don't go together. And that's where I kind of, I guess, ended up after this whole ordeal is what are they going to do? Fire me? Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell the truth anyways. I'm going to still like do what I know is right. Cause if you know it's a sin and you do it, if you know it's wrong and you do it anyways, that is a sin. And that's a matter of like, you we're hurting just in that process and our posterity, but our present as well and the entire American people. That's left or right. You can get in the whole political divide. When we're lying to ourselves via the government, that ain't good. And there's a lot of fixes that need to get made.
Aaron Stevenson, I'm impressed. You're a real American. God bless you. We're going to take our government back. We'll talk to you soon. Godspeed.
Mr. Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force, it's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Another world. Another world. Another time. Another time. In the age of wonder. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So if you go back 6 years ago, when the total CIA-run purge of any independent media was taking place, off YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Apple, Google, everywhere, there was only BitChute. And I always wondered, I was actually thinking this like 2 weeks ago before we got this guest on and my producers thought together, how did BitChute, back when that was the only thing we could go out on other than InfoWars.com, we still had our own servers there, and we were under total attack, still are, how did they do it? And what's their experience? And now we've got the NDAA bringing back in the whole FISA illegal spying on the American people, and then there's Amy Peikoff, BitChute chief policy advisor, is an esteemed expert on censorship, government surveillance, within the tech industry, particularly well-versed in the third-party doctrine of Section 702. Her extensive experience as a former CEO at Parler, navigating deplatforming and increased censorship, has endowed her with a unique perspective on the critical role platforms like BitChute can play to preserve free speech. That's what I've been saying. Just because X is somewhat free now, or just because you've got Rumble out there, that's great. We need more. And we need to go back to the original OGs that have been there from the start. Amy's also a professor at the Federalist Society, where she continues to champion the cause upon discourse and free expression in today's digital landscape, BitChute.com. Amy, thank you so much for joining us. Because you're a veteran of the information wars. Where should we start?
Gosh, we could go so many places, right? I was not the CEO of Parler. Let me correct that.
Well, sorry, I was just reading the bio I was given. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But yes, I do policy for social media, and I see myself as on the forefront of both free expression and privacy in that role. As for how BitChute did it back in 2018 when there was the great InfoWars deplatforming, I was not with BitChute at the time. But I hear from my CEO, Ray Vahey, that it was a very stressful time for them, that they were deplatformed because they kept you on, right? They were deplatformed by PayPal and many other vendors. So, but they felt that they were going to stick to their guns. It's not worth having a business like this where you're dedicated to these values if you're going to buckle under that kind of pressure.
So where should we start? Because I remember when I was getting deplatformed 5-6 years ago, it started like 6 years ago, but accelerated 5 years ago, They'd say, oh, you're not being deplatformed. That's a word Alex Jones made up. But it was in their own policy papers, the term deplatforming. Now we have the weaponization hearings. It's all coming out. What's really been going on?
Well, so overall, what I see is that the government is jealous of social media companies, right? So what do social media companies have? They have algorithms that disseminate important information. Sometimes the algorithms actually manipulate people. And the other thing that many social media companies have, BitChute is an exception here, many social media companies gather a tremendous amount of personal information about their users. Government has always wanted its hands on this, or at least the tyrants, right? The dishonest governments do. And so over the years, we have seen increasingly more and more overseas, you know, explicit regulations trying to control the content and suck up the data. And then here at home, what happens is you've got things like the FISA 702, which we'll get into, I assume, you know, that is getting through the back door some of this information. Overseas, they can suck it up that way. And then the other thing that has been revealed through the Twitter files, and we're seeing this in the Missouri versus Biden lawsuit, is that the government here has tried to control content on social media, again, kind of behind the scenes, because we have the First Amendment here, which technically should prevent them from doing that.
Stealth operation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been definitely more behind the scenes. Did you want to go into FISA 702?
We can start wherever you want. Yeah, let's talk about what they just reauthorized in the National Defense Authorization Act.
Yeah, so this came into effect, FISA 702, officially in 2008, and it was supposed to sunset a few times. Since then, it was just, as you said, reauthorized, shamefully, I think, last week as part of the NDAA. Both of our senators here in Texas, by the way, voted to let it go. I kind of find that unforgivable to Republican senators who should know better. But in any event, what this does, this FISA 702, is it sucks up a tremendous amount of information. The standard for collecting that information is far lower than a warrant based on probable cause and particularized suspicion. What it is the government is allowed to collect all communications that they believe is going to contain information about foreign intelligence information. That's the phrase, foreign intelligence information. The definition, the official definition of that is secret, and it's overbroad. Apparently, it contains just information about foreign affairs. So there are many people who are, say, journalists or even businessmen who are looking to expand their business who would be, you know, kind of encompassed by that definition. So imagine they collect all these communications from these targets who are believed to have foreign intelligence information. Some of those communications that they collect are going to be wholly among American citizens. They're supposed to, according to 702, filter those out and get rid of them, but they often make mistakes. And then they're left also with a whole bunch of communications between Americans and foreigners, some of them very innocent. Put them all into this database. We don't know how big the database is. They won't tell us that. And then they can search that database, again, on a standard that is much lower than the warrant standard. No probable cause, no particularized suspicion required. And I'm told that over 200,000 times last year, our government searched that database for information. So to me, this is very scary.
But again, the whole claim, this is being done for our own good. We know the intelligence agencies were heavily involved using all these systems and coming in and censoring online and suppressing election information. And so this has been highly controversial. Why do you think the Republicans, so many of them backed it?
Well, with respect to FISA 702, it was put into this must-pass NDAA. If the NDAA doesn't get passed, then, of course, our soldiers aren't paid, et cetera. So it's something that has to pass. And so really, we were going to blame the person who put the FISA 702 into NDAA. But what our legislators could have done if they were going to uphold their oath to the Constitution is refuse to vote for any version of the NDAA that contained the renewal of FISA 702, at least without significant reforms. And we could talk about what those should be. But They voted for it. They didn't stand up. Not enough of them did anyway. In the Senate, it, you know, got through. It passed by with six senators short of stopping it. And in the House, we had only 118 brave representatives who actually stood up for our rights.
Well, Amy, I've been following this for almost 30 years on air. What I know is what they claim the law is one thing, but what goes on behind the scenes is another. We have parallel construction by federal agencies where they do whatever they want. And then once they've done stuff illegally, they'll go back and re-engineer the investigation to act like they got the information another way. So how bad is this really?
I mean, it's very bad. And even without the abuse, I think it's completely wrong. And if you want to get into it, all of this area, and all of the bulk surveillance is based on something called the third party doctrine. Quite simply, the doctrine says that whenever you share information with a third party, it could be telephone company and bank as it was in the 70s. It could be social media companies and other third parties as it is today, right, in our modern society. As soon as you share that information, this doctrine says that it's no longer protected by the Fourth Amendment. And that means the government can get it, no warrant required, no probable cause, no particularized suspicion. And so then the question is, how did this doctrine actually pass constitutional scrutiny? It's very interesting. What happened was the doctrine originated in cases called the secret agent cases. And you can think of Tony Soprano. He's sitting in his basement with his co-conspirators, and they're sharing information about maybe, you know, a drug deal they're going to do or a hit or something. And as part of their arrangement, their agreement, they're sharing, of course, the idea that they're going to keep this secret amongst themselves, right? So that's called a secret agent case. Originally, the third party doctrine said in that context, if you shared information with a third party, there's no reasonable expectation of privacy. But I think the fact that there isn't that expectation of privacy can be explained in terms of our common law. So again, look at that scenario, Tony Soprano. What are they involved in? They're involved in a criminal conspiracy. And the common law says that if you are engaged in an illegal contract, a criminal conspiracy, that you have an unenforceable contract. Your contract is completely unenforceable, all provisions of it, including, incidentally, the promise that they're going to keep everything secret, right? This makes sense to us. So this is the original third-party doctrine. I think it makes perfect sense. It has roots in the common law. Then we fast forward to the 1970s. The Supreme Court took this doctrine and just ported it over, transported it over without any new justification to a situation in which I make a contract with my telephone company to provide me service, or I make a contract with my bank to provide me banking services. The Supreme Court said, without additional explanation, that in that context, if you shared information with a third party, the telephone or the bank, that you didn't have the reasonable expectation of privacy in it, and that the government could obtain that without a warrant. And in my view, you cannot take a doctrine that grew up in a context of illegal contracts, of criminal conspiracies, and then transport it into cases involving ordinary contracts between you and me, we're not criminals, and our service providers, which are the telephones, the banks, now the social media companies, the ISPs who give us email service, et cetera. We are law-abiding citizens. They don't have any reason.
Sure, but let's pull back from that.
You're guilty.
Let's have the argument this way. What's the agency above these agencies with what they're doing? If we're not to be trusted, we're all being spied on, and we're all guilty until proven innocent. Well, who watches the watchers? I mean, this is very obvious that once you set this up, it's designed to be abused. And now we know it's being used to go after President Trump. It's being used to go after their political opposition. I mean, they're doing this to have a leg up politically and economically for domination. So then how do you shut this down? Because, I mean, the next obvious statement is this. It's come out before, the CIA spying on Congress. Obviously, a lot of them are voting for this because FISA has been used to get dirt on them.
That's the hypothesis that you're always hearing, right? So there's a few things that we can do. One of them, of course, is to try to find another case where we can overturn those cases I mentioned in the 1970s. And the Carpenter case in 2018, which involved, as you know, the attachment, it involved 127 days of cell phone location data. That case would have been perfect for this, but we need the next Carpenter so that we can overturn Smith and Miller. In the shorter term, imagine the third parties actually just collect less data. So at BitChute, for example, we have always collected the minimum amount of data in order to provide services to users. If only other social media companies didn't do that. I mean, Alex, I don't know about you, but I think that privacy and free speech are intimately intertwined. And to say that you're a free speech social media platform, I think also means that you are protecting your users' privacy. You know, we have, for example, Nikki Haley now, who is campaigning on the idea that we should eliminate anonymity on social media platforms.
Well, that's the next point. Let's explain what
a disaster.
She's calling for an internet ID, something communist China has. Explain what that does.
Yeah, so what she would have you do is, you know, the thing that is optional now on so many platforms, she would make mandatory, which is that you would have to show a government issue ID to prove your identity, and then you would have to post on X or other platforms under your real name. And, you know, I mean, I can't even believe that in this country we have someone who intends to swear to uphold an oath to the Constitution who would propose this, because our, you know, history has Thomas Paine and, you know, our founding fathers and the Federalist Papers, et cetera, right? You're going to have things that are posted and printed and circulated anonymously in order to get ideas out there in a way that is safe to the individual. We have a strong tradition of this. And she said, well, because children would be safer online. That's what she said in the last debate. Wouldn't children be safer online if anonymity was eliminated?
Well, it's clear. This is a desperate establishment that thought they'd use the internet for control, but it's backfired on them. And they're trying to codify all these controls.
Definitely. No, and I think, you know, getting rid of anonymity would be huge. They're of course, trying to do the same thing. You know, basically not exactly as directly as she stated it. I was actually surprised that she stated it so directly. But where you're seeing legislation being proposed and enacted is age verification. They want to do it through age verification. And it's not clear that all methods of age verification are going to require showing a government issue ID, but I fear that that's where it's going. They're going to eventually say that none of the technological means, which themselves, of course, are, I think, predatory. The technological means of determining age essentially surveil your activity online to try to figure out how old you are, you know, by the navigation that you're conducting there or the searches that you're entering, et cetera. So I think that's intrusive. But yeah, I think eventually they're all going to try to protect the children via government issue ID. We just saw Thierry Breton of France. I call him Tyrant Breton. He's clamping down on X right now. And we're just going into an election year. You're going to see, I think, as, you know, the new year unfolds, we're going to see these tyrants try to clamp down even more, gather more information about us, censor more content.
How do we counter that?
Well, so one of the ways, of course, is for the tech companies to collect less information about people, for tech companies also to just refuse to use manipulative algorithms entirely. And that's very difficult for a platform like X, for example, maybe even Rumble, where the monetization model, the revenue, depends on using engagement-enhancing algorithms. But at BitChute, where I am now, and at Parler, where I was previously, we've only used chronological feeds so that if you follow or subscribe to another user, that your feed will consist of content presented chronologically, you know, reverse chronologically, the most recent at the top. We do not manipulate the content or accelerate in any way. So there's nothing for a tyrant Breton to take control of in terms of AI or manipulative algorithms. So we don't do it. The other thing, of course, are for the companies to be very clear insofar as they are going to obey the removal orders by government, that that is what they're doing. So what we used to do at Parler with respect to the app stores and what we do at BitChute with respect to any removal orders from government is that we state clearly that the content cannot be viewed because of, you know, whichever authority that it is. And so you use it as a teaching moment, because I'm in the tradition. I don't know if you know Nadine Strossen, Alex. She'd be an excellent guest. She wrote a great book called Hate, Why We Should Resist It with Free Speech, Not Censorship. And she, talks about the fact that in order to actually, you know, get rid of so-called hate, to heal the divide that is in our country a lot, you know, that was been stirred up by our politicians, we need to be able to understand each other. We need more free expression. We don't need censorship. We need more discussion, more open discussion. And we at BitChute strongly agree with her. We believe that we need to fight hate with debate, not censorship. And so what we do at every moment is try to allow the maximum amount of free expression, and where we are prohibited from doing so, we'll state that exactly so that people can know where they are being prevented from understanding their fellow man. It's very important, I think, for us to be able to have full and open conversations so that we can understand our differences and resolve them.
Absolutely. And I know you wanted to get on about FISA and all that. We'll talk more about that coming back in a moment. But still, I mean, BitChute's fascinating as like the oldest free outlet. Tell us a little bit about BitChute and then where you just gut level, I mean, not technical, but just gut level, where you think this free speech fight's going.
Yeah, so BitChute was founded in 2017 by Ray Vahey and Rich Jones, and they believed that at that point they already needed an alternative outlet. They were seeing that the news media in Britain, in the UK, was already getting quite censorious, and so they needed a place that people could share content. It has grown organically since then, and it's got a user base that is comparable in order of magnitude to Rumble, which I think is just a testament to their great effort. It's also a testament to the fact that people appreciate that BitChute has always stood consistently with free speech and user privacy as their core values. And that's evidenced again by the fact that BitChute kept you online in 2018 when nobody else would. I mean, that, you know, BitChute was the video platform that still carried your content. So, you know, I was with Parler, and I really did like the fact that Parler provided an alternative to then censorious Twitter. But when Parler closed finally in April of this year, I was really pleased to be able to join the team at BitChute, because they are just as stalwart on free expression, and they are even better on user privacy than Parler ever was. And so I actually think, you know, strictly adhering to those two values as much as possible in whatever business that you are offering people, free expression and user privacy across the board, that is the way that we preserve human beings' ability to engage in those free and open conversations, fully come to understand each other, understand our differences, work them out and resolve them, and have elections that actually mean something, right? I don't think we had an election that meant that much in 2020. And I fear that, you know, in 2024, we might not have any debates. We might have, you know, everybody trying to clamp down on the content you can share on X and other platforms. It's going to be very crucial to be able to go someplace and not, you know, have platforms worried about whether it's misinformation or not.
No, I totally agree with you. People shouldn't be putting all their eggs in the X basket. When we come back, I want to ask you your real opinion. It's an opinion, but they're coming after Elon. People can say he's good, he's bad. I mean, he definitely has stepped in, and they are coming after him. And if they can take X down, they'll be able to take anything down. That's why things like BitChute are so important. We need so many Parler and Rumble, and Parler's not there anymore. And you know, Trump's Truth Social, and Gab. I mean, we need as many organizations and groups as possible. But when I was getting you on the show, I thought, man, yeah, BitChute's really been the OG here, the original gangster. They've been day one, not backing down. And that's a very valuable thing to humanity. Because we've got little band.video. That's, you know, a few hundred providers and me. And that is hard for us to build. And that's a little thing compared to what you've done at BitChute. So we'll come right back with you and break this down. Stay with us. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look at the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link, X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. Turbo Force is back in stock. X2 is back in stock. Vaso Beats is back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there. Get great products and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters. And you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Policy advisor here talking about free speech, the FISA reauthorization, all of this, and the insane election that's only 10 and a half months away. I was asking some questions before the break, and I've got so many others here, but If we don't have free speech, it is election meddling. And we know the intelligence agencies and the think tanks and the bureaucracies, the dinosaur media, they're all scared of new media. But the more they try to suppress independent media, the more they're discredited. It's not worked. So it's like a Pyrrhic victory. They've been successful censoring, but it's destroyed them in the process. But they're not giving up. It seems like they're about to double down. Am I wrong from your research, or are they about to, like, just give up?
I don't know whether they're going to give up. They might be counting on the tyrant Bretons of the world to give them a hand and, you know, get rid of the advantage that X has.
Yeah, that's a great point. Use the EU, use France, use Germany, use the UK to come after the Elon Musk. This is like, we talk about UN soldiers. They don't come in blue helmets. They come with lawsuits and criminal charges.
Yeah, these days, the way that it works, and some of these laws, the way that they're written, if you don't obey, one of their last resort remedies is to go to the upstream providers and actually just shut you down, right? So, you know, I don't know what goes on, you know, in the kind of the back of X or whatever, you know, what their ability is to, for example, comply with the law of the EU while highlighting that that's exactly what they're doing. You know, again, use it as a teaching moment and let the world know that censorship is taking place, not at the choice of the social media platform, but because of the government official, and let people see what the consequences of that are, you know, in terms of blocking our ability to have those conversations and understand each other. But, you know, at BitChute, as you cited, it's the old guard, right? And from the very beginning, Ray and Rich built that platform so that it was resilient. It had a completely independent stack, and they maintain it to this day. So you'll notice that there is no app on the app stores even at BitChute. And, you know, that is a choice you can make within certain parameters. I thought at Parler we could do that. But it is, of course, better if you don't even submit to that authority. You don't even have Apple and Google saying anything about your content moderation. It makes your process a lot simpler. So at BitChute, it's only the law that constrains BitChute from following what it otherwise would think is an appropriate policy. Of course, we don't want to allow people knowingly to commit crimes on BitChute, right? That's not our goal. But other than that, we think any idea is free game.
But we've seen open discussions. We've seen the excuse that, oh, you know, things like BitChute or whatever, they're allowed crime to be committed, but they have no examples, really. Meanwhile, Facebook is on record letting pedophilia and child stuff go on. So really, they're the ones that don't care about crime. They care about political speech that threatens their power.
Sure. Or think about the Parler deplatforming, right? Parler was blamed for helping to foment an insurrection around January 6th. And it came out later that, of course, there was much more relevant content on Facebook. And I don't know if you even saw in August of 2021, they finally released a report. The government released a report saying that they didn't see any real evidence that there was any coordination online for January 6th. And yet they deplatformed Parler entirely as, you know, using that as a pretext. So, you know, I think in the next while, it's going to be very important to maintain a resilient stack if you want to be able to keep, you know, your business online and keep expression flowing in the world. So that's one thing that BitChute has done. The other thing that we're doing at BitChute now for the first time is setting up a solid monetization model so that creators can not only know that they're going to be able to speak freely on BitChute, but that not, and also that their privacy will be preserved, but also that they can make money doing this. So we're going to be launching in January something called PayChute. We're going to provide monetization comparable to, say, a YouTube super chat, a Patreon sort of subscriber model, a little bit of locals, you know, a mixture of this type of functionality so that creators can go to the old guard platform that has always protected free speech and user privacy, and then also make money distributing valuable content to people.
Sure. And the answer is use things like BitChute and Rumble and stuff to the, and the old legacy dinosaur censorship platform, still try to get it out there, bring it back, and then have a home base. What is your educated opinion on Elon Musk, and how would you describe to a group of, say, college students about this current war that's going on, what you really think about him and where you think it's going?
That is huge. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes over there. I recently myself signed up for this Premium Plus to see what Grok would say about my own account. And I actually, Alex, believe it or not, I got conflicting reports from Grok as to whether I queried it, in which case it would just tell me that I was censored a lot and that I should
Hold on, for people that don't know, aren't a tech person, explain what Grok
is. Okay, sure. Okay, so Grok is, I guess, X's native ChatGPT, you know, it's an AI, and it is supposed to be able to tell you, if you query it exactly the right way, what visibility restrictions exist on your account. So when I asked it about my account, and my account's kind of a special case, right, because I worked for Parler, which was this up-and-coming competitor of Twitter, so who knows what legacy is in the code, right? So they look in there, and Grok tells me, you're very censored. You should consider going to alternative platforms, and you should also consider fighting for more free expression in the law, et cetera, right? Which is, of course, what I do. So that I thought it was kind of funny. Oddly enough, when a friend of mine queried Grok about my account, it said falsely that I had had interactions with Musk and Barry Weiss, which is not true. And that my account, you know, was great. It had great visibility, et cetera.
Yeah, so, but you don't know that Musk hasn't been, you don't know that Musk hasn't been looking at your account. And that's why it said that.
I don't know. I have no idea. How am I supposed to know? I've never had any interaction with Musk, that I know. I do know that Musk has taken on a lot and that he is under tremendous pressure, that there are certain, you know, sort of obligations that he's taken on with X, the size of it, the fact that it is proliferated. They have offices in Europe and everything like that, which make them vulnerable in ways maybe that BitChute is not. As I said, the key for BitChute is to have this resilient, independent stack and just to offer our product the way that it should be offered in the world. Strategic investor Jeffrey Wernick, who had been involved in Parler and is also involved in BitChute now, I used to have this debate with him. You know, he always talk about, let's do this for activism and that for activism. And I said, Jeffrey, all we need to do is offer the product that we want to offer in the world and see what gets in our way. And that's going to be plenty activist enough. And especially now I'm over at BitChute and we are bumping up against the law more directly because it's a UK-based company. You see that even more, that it's so true. We really just need to know how to decide, when do we obey the law? When do we decide that at a certain point you might say you're not going to do business in a country because what the government is asking you to do is so immoral?
And I'm no fan of Mark Zuckerberg, but he's kind of done that in Canada where he's beginning to pull Facebook back from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, at least certain functionalities of Facebook, right? You can't share news links, as I understand, on Facebook in Canada.
It seems to me the technocrats set the web up for control. We know a DARPA psychologist created it in like 1960, and that what they thought it would do did not work for them. And now they're just hoping we just bow down to AI, whatever it is. And but like you said, AI is whoever designs the AI, whoever programs it. It seems like things are not going well for the globalists.
No, and this is a whole other topic, right? Because recently there was an executive order that Biden signed purporting to grab all sorts of control over AI. And again, what is AI? AI is the thing that manipulates the content and, you know, kind of manipulates the engagement as well, right? So it ranks the content, manipulates engagement. And for government, just through an executive order, not even an act of Congress, to grab control of this very powerful mechanism. There's also public-private partnerships and all sorts of horrible things specified in this executive order. It's very alarming.
And we know who they're going to use. It's Google for that.
It's going to be Google that they're going to use primarily?
That's who I see them already using, yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting. You know, Google, I don't know if you go to the EFF ever, Electronic Freedom Foundation,
yes,
is excellent. And on the front page right now, they have the story about the fact that Google is pulling back on the collection of location data or the way that they store it, et cetera, so that they are less able to provide the information for bulk warrantless surveillance about your location. I don't know. Some people say they don't trust it at all, but I actually do think that Apple and Google are starting to get a sense that if you care about user privacy, that you need to collect less information about your users.
Well, I think they realize when it comes out they've been in a secret alliance with the U.S. government, it's going to hurt them, so they're doing some cosmetic things. But Google was founded by NQTEL and CIA, and they're absolutely wedded. I mean, I think that's more of a PR thing, but we're certainly going to see. So do you think, why do you think Musk has taken this libertarian stance? I think he sees which way the wind's blowing.
You know, I think in some days I see him as taking a very libertarian stance, but then there's also that expression, freedom of speech, not freedom of reach. And in my mind, if, you know, for instance, you, Alex, he's restored your account, and suppose, yeah, you can go on, you can say anything you want, but the reach of your content is going to be dictated by Twitter's compliance with that strict, you know, that statistic that Linda Yaccarino put out there, which was 99.9% of all posted impressions, right? I'm trying to make sure I got it right. 99.9% of all posted impressions would be healthy content. They say if you have lawful but awful content, that it wouldn't be part of that. So what sort of suppression has to be done of other awful content in order to give you, Alex, for example, a decent amount of respectable impressions? And this reminds me of the fact, if you remember, everyone denied that there was any censoring of conservatives on Facebook and other places. And they would always cite the fact that, say, Ben Shapiro had the most exposure or impressions on Facebook.
But he was the token conservative.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm getting at, which is that you can have token conservatives or token radicals, token awful content. And you point to that as, oh, look, we have free expression here. But behind the scenes, if they're really keeping true to the promise that they made to the blue chip advertisers, which is the 99.9%, right? They're going to be suppressing everybody else's awful content. And that is what I'm seeing, I think, with my own account, but certainly with some of my friends' accounts.
Well, I'm not a computer or software engineer, but I know this. They put us back on Twitter 8 days ago, or X, and I'm always going to post what I believe is true. I make mistakes sometimes, but I'm not going to be governed by it. And then when Jack Posobiec and I had 3 or 4 videos that got like 3 or 4 million views apiece and caused a big reaction, I suddenly saw 2 days ago what I would call a shadow ban was brought in. And it was directly because NATO said we're mobilizing, we're getting ready for drafts, full war with Russia. And we put a video out, and then we had a community note saying this isn't true. Well, we challenged that, showed it. They took the note off, but then the shadow ban, it looks like, was there. And we'll see what comes out of that and happens. I don't even know if Musk is doing that. He's got a bunch of engineers. He even said when I interviewed him or was able to talk to him for 2.5 hours, he said, you know, I was like, hey, I can't even come on Spaces. I'm still banned. He said, yeah, a lot of the old protocols of blocking you are still there. And a lot of the links we would put up were still being blocked or saying these are dangerous. So I'm going to give it time. But when we came out, somebody trying to stop World War III, and we were right about mobilization for full war. I mean, Biden said sons and daughters will soon be dying if you don't give us money. I saw the controls come in, and it was like watching a light switch being flipped.
Well, and here's the thing. You and I might disagree about what NATO is doing and whether it's that alarming and et cetera, but you should be allowed to express it. And then, you know, what is the actual organic way to have the truth emerge about what is really the case? It's to have people have this open discussion, come in and do organic.
Sure. Just to be clear, they can't win that discussion. I went and countered it with like 15 articles. Secretary of Defense, we're mobilizing. Head of NATO, we're mobilizing. I mean, I was quoting them to begin with, so they took the community notes off, but then it was like right
there. Interesting.
Interesting.
So probably it was classified as malinformation. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's not false information. It's not disinformation,
right,
but it's information that goes against the greater good of whoever's creating that directorate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the worst.
Fine, I want to be viral on Twitter. I want war with Russia. I want full nuclear war. I want to launch the missiles right now. I want Sean Penn says nuclear war survivable. I agree. I want full war with NATO, total conscription. I want a national draft. I should do a test. I should do a video saying, I thought about this. I want full war with Russia. And I want Vladimir Putin hunted down and executed. I love world government. Please launch nuclear missiles now. And I'll be like top of Twitter. I'll be like the talk of the town as the missiles rain down and I die. But at least I'll die on top.
Well, you can say all of those things on BitChute, and there's not going to be any throttling whatsoever.
But sure, Amy, you get, they'll probably take that out of context and say, Alex, I think I've done it before, they did it. Alex Jones calls for nuclear war. It was a satire.
Yes. Yeah, and people don't get that either. And AI is really bad at satire, right? So insofar as you're going to mandate, for example, a social media platform to use AI to scan content and action it automatically, which is what, again, some of these tyrants would like to do, you're going to have satire, you know, not understood by AI, just get completely throttled.
Yeah, you say sarcastically, yeah, let's just have nuclear war like Medvedev did. The deputy Russian leader and the media even spun it, not just AI. They said, oh, he wants nuclear war. No, he was being sarcastic.
Same thing happened to Roseanne recently, right? She had a clip that went out there and everybody thought that, I can't remember the exact point.
She's like, you're right. Hitler's great. Fascism's great.
Yes,
she's being sarcastic.
Yes. Unlike Ye, who you had on and I watched, by the way, he was serious, I guess.
Yeah, he was serious.
But yeah, anyway, no, so, you know, again, all we need to do is we need to, as much as possible, preserve platforms through the coming elections, right? Where people can actually share information and debate ideas fully and openly. You know, we don't want to be gaslit by our platforms. We don't want to have the idea that we're posting something and it's just that nobody found it very interesting. That's why you're not getting any engagement at all. When behind the scenes, there's some mysterious algorithm controlling whether your content's even seen by anybody. I mean, that's
well, exactly. I'm very thankful to Elon Musk and the 70% of millions that voted for him back on. I just saw it. I remember thinking, man, we're really hitting NATO harder trying to stop World War III. I wonder if this will cross the line. And it was like, and it was like a switch.
Well, yeah. And then another question is, why does there have to be an opinion poll to let you back on? Right?
Why that is kind of Romanesque, like the emperor says, thumbs up, thumbs down. Does Jones get his head cut off or not? And they're like, yes, he lives. So I live.
Something like that, right? And so again, you know, at BitChute, we don't use public opinion polls either. We just go by the principles of free expression. If you're not inciting violence or otherwise violating someone's rights, then the content can remain. And everything else, we depend on people to do organic fact-checking. I think Community Notes is an excellent method of organic fact-checking, by the way. You know, I'm glad that you were able to engage with it and actually have the truth come out. You know, that shows that it's a decent mechanism. But, you know, what do? You go in that comment section and you present your own evidence as to why the speaker is wrong and have that debate. Everybody fully understands.
Well, that's what I noticed, though, that they had a Community Notes from NATO saying, no, NATO's not mobilizing. Then I did another video showing dozens of articles saying we're mobilizing from the Secretary of Defense, head of NATO, you name it. And it was said like, we'll show you, son. Where, you know, you don't let us fact check you, and maybe it'll get turned back on. I'm not mad. It's fine. We don't live and die. If that's what the listener said, I don't know how long I'll be on X. They could assassinate or arrest Elon Musk any day. He's definitely a rebel. They're pissed at him.
Please not that. Please.
Well, no, I hope they don't. What I'm saying is that we got Mandot Video, we got BitChute, we got Rumble. Thank God those are there. Listen, Amy Peacock, thank you so much for spending time. BitChute.com. If people want to follow your individual work, how do they do it?
Yeah, so I'm over on X. It's just at Amy Peacock. Yeah, we're doing PodChute over on BitChute as well, so I've got a lot of good interviews. I've got Nadine coming up again, which is going to be excellent. She's got a new book. So, yeah, good stuff.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Have you on again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was a really good discussion. Who do we got in the fourth hour coming up today? By the way, I didn't want to come bitch it. Gerald Celente, I didn't want to come up here and bitch about X. But Mama didn't raise a fool, and I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. I didn't just fall off a turnip truck. And everything we were saying about NATO and Biden saying we're going to war and We got to have U.S. troops, and your sons and daughters are going. And it's not because I'm a Russian agent. I don't want to be at war with Russia. I'm not going to pick a fight with Mike Tyson in his prime either. There is no reason to do this. And it was like, try that. And look, Musk has a huge company. I have a small company. If my crew wasn't loyal and didn't like what I was doing, they could shut me down any minute. So he's got tens of thousands of employees. And it was the NATO thing. They flipped a switch. And I was also looking at Posobiec's channel, which was super viral every day for years. That went bzzz. Now maybe they're going to turn it back on, but I don't need to be a software engineer. I don't need an AI tool to look at every video we did, 2-3 million views. And then, NATO fact checks us, which means they were looking. And then we go, BS, here you are saying mobilized. Bzzz. Well, how about that? So maybe I should, you're right. Nobody's mobilizing for war. There is no call for conscription in the draft in Germany. Biden didn't call for war. Biden didn't say we're going to send U.S. troops. He did, but it's okay. He didn't say that. There is no war. There is only peace. Everything's fine. I support Victoria Nuland. I support O'Biden. And actually, I want U.S. troops to directly engage Russia. I agree with Sean Penn. Nuclear war is a good thing. You realize AI is so smart. Like you just said, they admit it. It doesn't know that I'm joking. It doesn't know I'm joking. But worse than AI is when the media lies about me, case point example, and says, Alex Jones went and peed on children's graves. No video, no witnesses, none of it's true. But they just say, it's like, well, I don't support Jones, peeing on the children's graves. And there's so many other ways they deceive. Let me just show you an example of that. We'll do 5 more minutes in the next hour. I'm going to show you how they deceive you, not using AI, but good old-fashioned tricks. Then Gerald Celente takes over. Please remember, today really is the last day, guaranteed, whether you're in Alaska or Hawaii, to get it by Friday. Now, in most areas of the U.S., you can order on Tuesday and get it by Friday. But if you want to get steroid-free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got the new Elon Musk-inspired Team Humanity t-shirts. It was my idea, but he agreed we should call ourselves Team Humanity against the AI, the robots. We should unify past race and all these side issues and unify about Team Humanity, freedom, security, low energy prices, freedom of mobility, freedom to medical access, freedom to practice your own religion or not to. Team Humanity shirt, 2 different designs, limited edition. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Team Humanity shirts now. We need the funds, plus it's historic. You got to have one of these t-shirts. Team Humanity. 2 different designs. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get Turbo Force. We'll be right back. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalist. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Look at him on screen, the amazing, smart, hilarious Gerald Celente from Kingston, New York, birthplace of the revolution, takes over in T-minus 6 minutes. But first, this is a big deal. The Washington Post read this headline, Owen Schroeder spends 2 months in prison for attack on the Capitol, and it's a guy all bloodied, beat up, looking crazy. It's not Owen Schroeder. That is ephemeral brainwashing. That's what they call it, the CIA. Here's the article they linked to. Owen didn't go in the Capitol, try to stop it. It wasn't him in the picture. They don't care. The guy they did set up was nonviolent, got beat up by cops. He got a whole bunch of time in prison. Here's all the ephemeral brainwashing. Robert Epstein breaks down ephemeral experiences. It's basically subliminal, folks. You need to learn how they're controlling you. Here's a study on it right here. They're literally just lying to you with CIA psychiatrist. You're like, well, I can't beat that. Yeah, you can. Just wake up to it and say no and realize it's all a load of crap. Here's a message from Klaus Schwab, and then Gerald Celente takes over.
Hello, my name is Klaus the Situation Schwab. This Christmas, cuddle up with your loved ones while you enjoy a delicious holiday feast of new ferns and crunchy crickets and pop in a very special collection of songs. The World Enslavement Forum presents Vaxmas Hits 23. I'm dreaming of a great reset, like communism, just in smart. This gene selection and I detection and drone surveillance everywhere. Last COVID, I gave you my chat, but for every new stash, you had to refresh. This year, a new pandemic is here. Get ready for forced injections. On the fifth day of lockdown, my government gave me 5 stinky masks, 4 COVID tests, 3 boosters, 2 sudden deaths, and attempted genocide. Police at your door. Police at your door. At your door, growing your own food is not allowed anymore. You better not ask or lift an eyebrow. 5 people are dying suddenly now. Cancer Klaus is coming to town. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just control humanity. Maybe release new hybrid species like a monkey manatee.
Please kill me.
I just want to rule the world. Every tree and every bird. That is my goal. All I want for Christmas is your soul.
is this?
We don't want a lot for Christmas.
Just leave us the fuck alone.
Go hang out with your lizard buddies.
And have some fresh adrenochrome.
I see you, enemy. And I swear total resistance to you with everything I've got.
Go yourself. Is that fair? Hey, Bob.
This is a larger psyop on your human psyche.
Vaccine coming straight from the Pfizer lab. A healthy body don't surrender to the jab.
Their business is done by murdering millions of people.
Oh, easy there, buddy.
I want everybody to stop dying.
All we want for Christmas is a global human resistance.
So how is my song for this shit?
All we want for Christmas
is to be free.
Powerful. Gerald Salente takes over. T-minus 60 seconds. Infowars.com. Coordinates of freedom. And banned on video. Share those links like your life depends on it. Because it does.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
And now that masked man from Kingston, New York, Gerald Salente.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Salente.
In honor of Klaus Schwab, here's my mask to him, and this is what I would tell him to do. And to make this 100% clear, look anywhere you want, and it's a freak show, and the freaks are running the show. Could you get a freakier-looking, arrogant little boy like the Schwab? Yeah. Oh, don't forget, Klaus, when you masturbate, don't forget to sanitize your hands. And stand 6 feet apart. No, make it a meter and a half. Because the wind blows exactly in that direction. Doesn't go up, doesn't go down, doesn't go around. And when you go shopping, you make sure you stand behind that piece of plexiglass when the cashier's on the other side. Because behind the cashier, there's no plexiglass because the COVID doesn't come behind you, doesn't go under it, doesn't go around it, doesn't go on top of it. And when you're in an airplane, you better wear a mask when you get on there, or else I'll have you arrested. But when you eat and drink, you can take it off. Yep, because COVID knows when you're eating and drinking. These are the little freaky lowlifes that are running and ruining our lives. Little boys of nothing. Little gutless clowns, if you call them out man to man, as we'd say in the Bronx, but I have to use the proper language here, they don't know whether to pee or poo. That's right. And what they do, don't become angry. You're still in kindergarten. You take the orders from your kindergarten teacher, who's now your mayor, your president, your senator, your congressman, and a piece of bureaucratic crap. Hey, what happened to all those health experts? The little bureaucrats that were selling their COVID crap? Yeah. It's a freak show. And Alex was talking about what happened to Owen Schroyer, 60 days in jail. Oh, that really made a big difference. Hey, I'm Jamie Dimon. Hey, you know who I am? You know who I am? We admitted to 5 felonies. Yeah, one of them's we rigged the precious metals market. I don't go to jail. Here's a couple of bucks. Get the hell out of here. Yeah, we'll call it a fine. That's just fine. Hey, I'm little Georgie Bush. With a pecker as big as this. I'm going to rob you of your freedom. I'm going to lure you into the Iraq war, the Afghan war, and every other damn war I can lure you into. The facts don't count. Hey, you don't touch me. Don't you know who my daddy was? You know who my granddaddy was? Prescott. I'm a member of the gang. And that's all this country's become. Run by gangs. 2 lousy pieces of scum crap called the Democrats and the Repulsivekins. 2 damn parties. Oh, this is America. The land of the free. We'll go kill anybody around the world selling our crap. But how about Penis Cheney? I can't call him Dick. Because I don't want to get, you know, blacklist InfoWars. Oh, the Halliburton guy. Oh, the people that made all that dough in Iraq, huh? An arrogant little nothing. Oh, and they prop up his daughter, Liz. Yeah. I see he's only worth what about? They numbers like 500, 100 million, 50 million bucks. Look at the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, lied his way into office, and we said it in the Trends Journal when he was doing it back in 2008? Yeah. No peace candidate, a piece of crap. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. No, Salenti, you have to say it properly. Gaddafi has to go. Assad has to go. The Afghan troops, sir. Did a great job. Great job. It's a freak show. So going back to what Alex was showing from the Washington Post. Oh, yeah. Brought to you by one of the richest cats on the planet. Bezos. One of your articles coming up in this Trends Journal that goes out tomorrow. And if you want to get a big discount on the Trends Journal, you go to jonestrends.com. Journalism is dead. Mainstream outlets cut nearly 3,000 jobs in 2023. Worst yet to come. Yep. The Hill reported that media jobs took a particular beating this year. Yep. And goes on and on and on. Journalism is dead. And that's why you need to support InfoWars. They don't want you to have the truth. If you don't swallow government crap, if you don't swallow the BS spewing out of a mouth of a little, how can I believe it? They put them on the media all the time. Little Lindsey Graham, a little war hawk who couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. If you don't believe him, then you believe in misinformation. If you don't believe in what they tell you in a COVID war, you believe in misinformation. Look at this guy. You know, back in the day, Fox used to interview me all the time. They bring that satellite truck up here in Kingston. I'm on. And all of a sudden, Mr. Salenti, we have to take a break. We have Senator Graham on. This little clown's on all the time. They're prostitutes, the media. They're media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. How How can you be so stupid to swallow the crap spewing out of this little boy's mouth? Oh, no, no. I like the new guy, oh, Mike Johnson. Oh, that great video that they just put up about Klaus Schwab about Christmas time. Oh, that's the Mike Johnson. Oh, I'm a devout Christian. Hey, Katsun, what are you talking about? You just sent more money of our money to go keep slaughtering the Palestinians over there. What Christ do you believe in? Merry Christmas, not a word about the Prince of Peace. I'm just a piece of crap. I'm a little warmongering little freak. Could you imagine this little boy fighting? Could you imagine this little boy fighting? Oh, yeah, maybe he'll go side by side with Chuckie Schumer. Another little warmongering freak. I want peace. I want to occupy peace. Almost a decade ago, I just don't talk about it. I do it. But not these people. To them, they become the Orwell that Orwell warned about. War is peace. We're just pieces of crap. No talk about peace. In the United States, veto that ceasefire. Veto it. We got to support the military-industrial complex. What's wrong with you, Salenti? Can't you see who our Secretary of Defense is? Lloyd Austin did a great job murdering people in Iraq and sat on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in the United States. Yep, two vetoes. One for the General Assembly over there and one for the big cats. No peace allowed because we're just pieces of crap. Listen, support InfoWars. We'll be right back. Got a lot to tell you. The trend.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. You know that book, The Great Awakening, what Alex just said. We need a second renaissance. And of course, that's what we've been saying as well in the Trends Journal. And again, you go to Trends Journal, you go to JonesTrends.com, and he's 100% right. We need a renaissance. What followed the first renaissance? What preceded it? The Black Plague. Depending on whose numbers you're looking at, about 60% of Europe was wiped out because of the filthy sanitation and how they were living. The decline of society. In Italy, they used to say, a Romana all'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients, to describe the quality of their work. And that's what we need now. We need to bring back the quality of America that's been destroyed, robbed from us by the bigs, by the elites. You're just a piece of crap. You're a nobody. You're just a plantation worker of Slavelandia. We're going to do away with all the antitrust laws. We're in charge. Rob's apartment, oh, screw you. Sherman Antitrust, what are you talking about? Oh, of course, the murder of Bill Clinton does away with the Glass-Steagall Act. Clayton Antitrust. One after another, gone, gone. The big zone, everything. And we need a renaissance. You look at, you know, I'm a guy born in the Bronx. Poof, 1946. The energy is at the highest level in America. We're number one in the world for real. End of World War II just ends in 45. It was a beautiful New York. Now it's a crap, ugly joint. Look at the clowns who are running. How's it like that guy Bill de Blasio? Warren Wilhelm Jr. I changed my name so I could get the Italian-American vote. This guy Adams. Look at him. Look at this city. Filled with migrant homeless. Ugly, crappy buildings. Taking out the glamour of the Chrysler Building, the Empire State Building. All these beautiful buildings that used to be there. Not only, they're everywhere. Knock it down. Oh, and give these clowns who give you money that morons and imbeciles call campaign contributions. Do away with this, not only the zoning laws, you give them tax breaks. We're going to create jobs. They destroy this country. Destroy it. Right in front of your eyes. We need a renaissance. There's this great song, Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington and Count Basie, I forget which one. Take the A train. Take the A train to Harlem. That's right. Because Harlem was a hip place. Hot music. Phew. The top hats and the regular cats. Everybody there. And you see them on the A train. There's a subway system in New York. Beautiful train. Look at the rail system in this country. Look at it. I went down to Philadelphia when RFK Jr., I was invited down there when he announced he was running on the Independent Party, and I took Amtrak. What a joke. What a joke. Take a trip to Europe. How about China? Into Japan? Oh, the rail that they have? Shoo! The filthy, disgusting clown show we got here. Hey, but we're almost putting $1 trillion, almost $900 billion into the defense. We just passed the law, you know. We give them more money. We got to protect America as the country's rotting in front of our eyes. And so you support InfoWars because they're telling you what's going on, because the media is not. Again, one of the stories, and we were writing about the death of journalism, by the way, for over a decade. It's gone. They're prostitutes, the people that they call reporters. They're media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and the government whoremasters. And again, that slime ball murderous little guy that every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad. Yeah, Bill Clinton. Gave us the Federal Communications Act in, what, 1996? That allowed the bigs to buy up everything. So support journalism, and the Trends Journal is one of the few out there. There's no magazine like it. I'll put it, no magazine in the world. Again, it's hardly anything. Less than about $2.50 a week. Yeah. This is today's Wall Street Journal. This is a trend lesson for you. See that picture there? Here's what it says. This is in Venice, and you see these little boats over here. People dressed up like Santa Claus and stuff. Root canal. R-O-U-T-E. Ha, ha, ha. People in Santa costumes filled the Grand Canal in Venice on Sunday in the annual Santa Claus regatta. This is $5 a day to shove this stupid crap down my mouth when I'm buying the Wall Street Journal, and now they misspelled it. It should be the Wall SH, and fill in the other letters and end it with a T, Journal. What are you telling me this crap for? I need economic data. I'm a trend forecaster. I want to know what's going on in the world on the economic side. Nothing. 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 One, yeah. And to show you one-sided, you ready? Look at that big one. Israeli military reveals tunnel, it says, Hamas built for attack. Hey, how about showing the pictures of Israel bulldozing down cemeteries? Killing Christians in a Catholic church. Killing people in hospitals. How about showing that? Why, you anti-Semite, Salenti? Save your crap. I'm not an anti-Semite. As I said, first of all, the people running Israel aren't Semites. They're Ashkenazis from northeastern Turkish region. Semites are Palestinians from the Mesopotamia region. And three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. My best friends are Jewish. So save your crap. I'm anti-war. I'm anti-genocide. And I'm anti-murder. But this is the crap that they're selling. World War III has begun. It is going to escalate next year. It's going to be one of our top trends for 2024. World War III. And what are you going to do about it? and how you're going to prevail, prepare, and prosper in these very dark times. When we come back, we're going to tell you how. In the meantime, support InfoWars, because everybody at InfoWars is supporting you. And wake up with the Great Awakening.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I want to encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. All these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock, but selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force. X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, Great being on the Alex Jones Show, and they're doing what they can do to give you news you can use when it's been taken away from us. So do what you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. I mean, what they've gone through, and I'm getting hit too, by the way. I'm getting YouTube's taking down my videos. They call it hate speech. I said that the UN reported that Russia killed 10,000 Ukrainian civilians. And I said, boy, I said, they're way behind. They should catch up to Israel. It took them 21 months to kill 10,000 civilians. When I did this, about 14,000 civilians were killed in Gaza. I said, they got to catch up. They call that hate speech. I was being sarcastic. Again, I'm totally opposed to what Israel is doing. I want to make that clear. Again, save your crap. I get this email, people post on my site on YouTube, and Gerald hates Jews. He's wondering why his YouTube videos are down. It's because of your hatred for Jews. People don't want to hear your nonsense. When in the end, you'll get them killed. Yes, Gerald, Islam is nobody's friend in the end. Come over here and say that to me face to face, you little son of a... Who are you talking to? I'm an American. I believe in a person that nobody believes in anymore. Someone that fought a real man, cotton mouth, little warmongering guy. I was in the military. Yeah, yeah. Lloyd Austin, you disrespectful clown, saying that people like me are isolationists and we're hurting America. His name was George Washington. His farewell address. It is our true policy to steer clear permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Screw you, Washington! I'm little Lindsey Graham. I'm Dick Cheney. I'm Georgie Bush. I'm Barack Obama. F you, Washington. You're a nobody. You're only a man that fought. We just shoot off our mouth like Biden BS. Oh yeah, five draft deferments from Biden. He's 3 years older than me. Vietnam War time. Oh, and his last one, I got asthma. But I was a great athlete in college. Screw you, Washington. We're in charge of Washington now. Naming Washington after George Washington must have him turning in his grave. Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all. The nation which indulges towards another in habitual hatred or an habitual fondness is in some degree a slave. Got it, little boys and girls? Anybody that supports the Israel war, anybody that supports the Ukraine war, anybody that supports America's Yemen war, Sudan wars, go over there and fight. Send your wife, send your kids, send your transgenders and everybody else. Send your money, go over there and fight, or shut your little mouth. It is a slave to its animosity or to its affection, either of which is sufficient to lead it astray from our duties and interests. Passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. Got it? And we got the evils. They are in charge. Against the insidious wiles of foreign influence, I conjure you to believe me, fellow citizens, the jealousy of a free people ought to be constantly awake, since history and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of Republican government. Not Republican and Republican and Democrat, it's a republic. All right? Hey! The guy that played the penis with his piano when he's with a sitcom clown. Oh, yeah, Zelensky. Oh, we love you. We stole $130 billion of our money to go keep the Ukraine war going. And again, here's your Trends Journal when it used to be a quarterly. America's overthrow, the democratically elected government, the Viktor Yanukovych in 2014. People have no idea the facts. So now let's put this together. This war is heating up. Oil prices, Brent crude's up over $2 today. The Yemenis are firing at ships going through over there. And Israel has just bombed into Lebanon and into Syria. They were getting the radicals there. If this war, again, all things are connected. So when you're looking at this, you have to look at it for what it is. If this war expands in the Middle East, and you have one shipping company already after another, about three or four of them, the major ones, have cut off going through the straits over there of Hormuz. If they stop going through there, oil prices are going to go way up. This is the trend forecast. If Brent crude hits $130 a barrel, which it could go like that overnight, if this war keeps escalating, which it's going to, it's going to be the end of the equity markets and a global depression. Gold prices are going to skyrocket. Bitcoin prices are going to go high. And the economy is going to go down. And again, it brings you to one of our top trends for 2024, World War III. It's already begun. It began with the Ukraine war, but it's become official. That's right. So, we don't tell you what to invest in. We don't give financial advice. We give trend forecasts. This is serious. And people don't have a clue what's going on. They don't know all they listen to is the headlines crap that they publish like this. Oh, there's Santa Claus in Venice. Isn't that nice and happy? Yeah. $5 a day. $5 a day. In your Trends Journal, you go to Jones.com, it's about $2 and change a day. So when we get back, this economy, where it's going, what's next and what to do, we're going to get deep into it because it's going to be a rough ride. And as Gregory Manarino, who writes to the Trends Journal, this cat really knows the markets. Yeah, they're going to keep going up. I thought they were going to go down, but he's right. And the reason why he's right is when we come back, we're going to tell you. But it's not going to last forever. The crash is coming. And it's going to be more than just the economy that's going to crash. If we don't have that renaissance that they have, the Great Awakening, that could only change America to bring back the soul of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted.
Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock. So many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWars Store Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, it's Christmas time. That's right. Time to celebrate for the Prince of Peace. And I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. So, and so too is InfoWars in giving you what you can't get anywhere else in the variety of news and coverage that they do and the guests that they have on. And they got their Christmas sale coming up now. And you really want to take advantage of it because it's going to help you and it's going to help InfoWars. And you get up to 60% off plus, and they have free shipping, and you get double Patriot points. So again, it's Christmas time. And to celebrate the holiday and defend what freedom is all about, support InfoWars crew. These people work really, really hard. And you support them, but you're also getting gifts you need for yourself and for your loved ones, and you're not paying a lot for them. These are rock-bottom prices. So rather than buying a stupid crap that they're selling out there, you know, these stupid little gifts. And by the way, the toy sales are going way down. Get some of these powerhouse formulas in these supplements and you save up to 60% off. And again, you're getting free shipping, double Patriots points, and it's a 360 win. You're helping InfoWars and you're helping yourself. You get 25% off TurboForce Plus, 25% off Survival Shield X2, 40% off VasoBeat, Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, all 40% off, 50% off Red Pill Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support, Brain Force Plus, and Brain Force Ultra, and there's a lot more. So you go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, see these great products, and help fight against tyranny by getting these products for less. And again, get awake with the Great Awakening. And going back to this, what Alex was saying about a renaissance, again, we've been saying that as well, and that's the only thing that's going to change it. As I said, I was born in 46, right at the height. You listen to the music back then, man. Woof! Everybody's having a great time, an upbeat sound. This is a photo. This is one of my books, When Zizi Gave Honey Boy, A True Story About Love, Wisdom, and the Soul of America. You can see the video. It's Doris Roberts, the woman who used to play the mother of Everyone Loves Raymond. Her last starring role was playing my aunt Zizi. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. But Doris Roberts died 15 minutes into the movie, so there's only 15 minutes of the movie. But anyway, that's not why I'm telling you this, to show you this picture. You can see it here. That's my parents' wedding, may they rest in peace, 1934. Look at the way they're dressed. Look at the dignity, class, the style. No blimps in there either. My father worked in a fish store. Mother was a secretary. My aunts worked in factories, putting things in boxes. The other guys worked in construction. Look at the style and grace this country used to have. And look what it is now. It's a pig show. Look at the way people dress. Guys my age wearing baseball hats. If you're a little younger, you're going to wear it backwards. Yeah, look at the style. Look what it used to be. These are hardworking people. That was America before it was robbed from us by the bigs. When it used to be mom and pop shops. No Walmarts, no Targets, no Lowe's, no Staples. There were grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, and now they're all chains. And we've been chained. Yep. You know, I was thinking yesterday, Sunday. You know, when I was a young guy, they used to have a thing called blue laws. Everything was closed on Sunday. Families used to get together. No more. Finished. Finito. I was a soda jerk. I used to work in a candy store. But we used to be open on Sundays up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when church finished across the street. And after church, they used to come and buy newspapers and candies and things like that and close down. Same with the drug stores. They opened a little bit on a Sunday and it closed down. Everything else was closed. Everything was closed. In the 70s, they started to change it. So, going back to the economy. You have a recession going on in Europe. Yep. Strikes. You know, what ended the unions is when they talked women to going into the workforce. Supply and demand. Again, the numbers are all there. And it was my generation when it all happened. Once upon a time, they'll hate me for this, mothers used to raise their children. Yeah. They used to cook for them. The husbands would go to work. Hunters and gatherers. Yeah, remember? Only since the beginning of time. And then when the families came here, you know, if the mother had to work, the grandmother or aunts were taking care of the kids. But no more. Now they take the kid a couple of months old, poof, they put him in a nursing home for children called daycare centers. And they feed him crap. Crying, screaming, out of your mind, you don't know where you are, what you're doing, you're just an infant. Mommy's not there. Aunt isn't there. Grandma's not there. Strangers there, lowly paid, feeding you crap. Can't understand why blimpitis is the American way. And whole family structure's gone. So we need a renaissance, going back to what they're writing about in the Great Awakening. So I'm going to stay on that, because again, going back to the music, what used to be style, grace, rhythm and blues, swing, ragtime before that. Music was America's greatest export. The whole world loved it. And it turned into one bad rap. I got to hear about Taylor Swift every day. Again, I put on a concert for Ella Fitzgerald in the convention center in Atlanta. Took over the Superdome and put one on for Dionne Warwick. So save your Taylor Swift. She's fine, great, good. But this isn't news. Oh, and by the way, going back to RFK Jr., I no longer support him. He's totally pro-Israel and the pro-slaughter of Palestinians. This moronic interview we did last week about calling the Palestinians the most spoiled people on earth or something. So I no longer support him. And again, I had Dennis Kucinich, his former campaign manager, who was a speaker at my last peace rally up here in May. And Kucinich is no longer there either. He was for peace. So anyway, going back. The trends coming up for 2024 are going to be life-changing. One of the, again, I read this stuff. I got to get these papers because I'm looking for the hard data. So there is something in one of the sections of today's Wall Street Journal that's trend-worthy. Shoppers pivot to buy now, pay later spending. We mention this because it shows you the dire needs of the people. According to LexisNexis Risk Solutions, over Black Friday and Cyber Week, such payment plans accounted for 7.2% of all online sales, a 25% jump from last year. People can't afford it. This thing is going to go down big next year. They're going to lower interest rates again. And it's very simple. The lower interest rates go, the higher gold is going to go, but inflation is going to go back up as well. And inflation's real. So they're saying it's coming down. I went to the health food store. One orange, $2.50. Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's paid now, later. Interest rates go up to like 36%. Oh, but those lousy guineas in the mafia, hey, they're charging 10%. Yeah, oh yeah, excuse me. Hey, but we're the banksters. We could charge anything we want. You got it? And if you don't like what we're doing, whew. Yep. So anyway, support it. InfoWars, Christmas time. Put your Christmas spirit in life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And support InfoWars.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.